stupid son of a bitch. Are you listening to us, you idiot? Hey, Alex, you douchebag.
All about radio.
Don't listen some more. Go ahead. Get everything else wrong.
Shut the up, you dick.
Think about the people who died. You wouldn't be making fun of it, right?
Well, think of the people that died and wish they were spared so you would die.
But it's about radio. You guys want to just make the radio.
Please, God, if you have to make another plane crash, please make it crash on Alex's head.
You're our kind of people.
Customer service, can I help you?
What's that?
Hello? How can I help you, sir?
I want to cancel this.
Why would you want to do such a thing?
Is there maybe someone that I could talk to that I can understand a little easier? Like maybe that doesn't, you know, that speaks a little better English?
Listen, you can speak to me. I'm from Russia.
Do you work for or what?
Who you want to cancel? Why would you want to cancel? This is not...
Dude, is this...
Yes, what do you...
Is there someone else I can talk to, please?
Fine, I transfer.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I hope
thank
somebody
you.
Go...
thank you.
I hope
thank
somebody
you.
Go
poop just on your let me talk step. To someone else and shut the up.
I take a sip of my coffee first. Customer service, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to somebody about my account, please.
Kiss my butka.
I don't want to argue with you, but I want to cancel
Listen,
this
Listen, I don't need to hear your life story.
Okay, then
what
I
is,
just need
what
to...
What is the
I need,
problem?
There is no problem other than you. I would like to talk to someone else, please.
You're a very stupid person.
Okay, I would like to talk to someone else, please.
Very, very stupid
okay,
person.
Okay, thank you. I would like to talk to someone else, please.
I hope somebody leave poop on your doorstep.
Thank you.
Yeah, did Willie, can I help you?
Yeah, good morning.
What you calling about?
Is this...
Yeah, I don't know why they transfer you. You want to talk to me? I'm a supervisor.
Well, hey, like I just called on that Russian gentleman that you've got answering the phone or whatnot.
Vladimir?
Yeah.
What about him?
Well, he seems to be pretty rude and obnoxious, in my opinion. It's like the reason that I called is I want to cancel this stuff.
Well, that's his job.
All he's done, he's telling me that I'm a stupid person, and he's telling me that he wants someone to leave poop on my door. And look, dude, this is the bottom line. Somebody from your company called my home and sold me this stuff.
He handled that.
And told me.
That's right.
That,
we signed you up.
Just listen.
We get you
up. Just listen, man. God damn it.
Hey.
This is my money.
You talking to the supervisor.
This is my money, and I'm tired of it, man.
Listen, entitled you to freak.
Yeah, but I don't want it. I don't want to have anything to do with people that treat people like you do. I'm trying to talk. I'm the customer, and you guys are telling me that I'm stupid and that you want to leave shit at my door.
Hey.
What kind of stuff is that?
Like, I'm just going to bend over and do whatever.
No, dude. I can't believe that I'm even having this conversation.
I can't believe that
Pearson would do business like this.
Am I supposed to bust my ass for you?
No, you're not supposed to do anything except your
job. Tell me you want to discontinue. Why you want to discontinue? That's ridiculous. I want to know who told you don't need our service no more.
Nobody told me. I decided on my own.
Don't listen to your old man.
I decided on my own.
Don't listen to your
Jesus
old man.
Jesus Christ, what is up with you people?
What are you just you telling me you just woke up this morning with a wild
no,
hair up
dude,
your ass?
No, dude, shut, look.
You had a wild hair up your ass. You just wake up and decide you don't need our service no
I want to cancel this. I want to cancel this. I want to cancel.
Listen.
I want to cancel.
You make it a
I
want to
cancel. I want to cancel.
This is something you need.
I want to cancel. I want to cancel.
Now you making a rush to judgment, like
I want to cancel.
Like
if
like
you
a,
don't,
just
I,
like
listen,
OJ
man.
Trout, just
I'm
like
tired
OJ
talking Trout, to you.
Trash, making a rush to judgment. Did you listen to what Johnny Cochran was
I
saying?
I want to cancel.
You listen. You
I want
OJ
to
Trout,
cancel.
You just like
I want to cancel.
Making a rush to
I
judgment.
I want
like
to cancel.
LADA, making a rush to judgment. I'll tell you what. I'll knock $20 off.
No, you won't. Put someone on this phone and cancel this.
I'll knock $20
you,
off.
I don't know. Look, listen. What's your name?
I'm knocking $20
What's your
off.
Name?
My name's Willie. I'm the supervisor.
Okay, Willie, listen.
Yeah.
Willie, just listen.
Listen, I'm
listen,
knocking
Willie, will you just listen for a second?
I'm knocking off like I
listen,
do for celebrities.
Willie.
I'd maybe give Howard
Jesus
Stern $20 off.
Christ.
Hello.
Yeah. like that one. Another track from the Junkyard Willie prank call tapes, Anthony.
Junkyard Willie.
The new CD is called Customer Service Crackpots. Welcome to the O&A show. A couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else included.
Come on, we know where.
Cleveland.
God damn you guys in Cleveland.
We're going to Cleveland soon, real soon. I think we're going to be joining Jim Norton up there in Cleveland.
I'm hearing things about Cleveland.
We're hearing things about things in Cleveland.
A little bit, maybe.
I don't know how we get all this information, considering that we don't subscribe to the ratings anymore.
No, our company for some reason doesn't subscribe.
Yet, it's like a trickle-down thing.
It trickles down and we get some limited information from some unnamed sources.
So it looks like we're doing a little more gooder in Cleveland than last month.
Right, and we were doing pretty more gooder last month.
We were doing pretty gooder.
Right, and now we're more gooder.
A little more gooder than the pretty gooder.
Little more good.
That was previous stated. Last month.
Right.
So if you're in Cleveland or anywhere else outside of New York, this is the number for you, 866-277-4WOW. That's 866-277-4WOW.
Right.
Officially, it is Whip 'em Out Wednesday, Anthony.
Yes, it is. Might not be the weather for it, you know, optimum weather in this city, and maybe not where you're listening, but it is Wednesday, and Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
We're getting close, though. We're getting close. First real warm day. On a Wednesday here in New York City, WOW comes back in full force. But it's always happening, right?
Of course.
Want to explain to the new cities real fast?
Oh, you drive around. You're driving home from work. You're going to the store. Anytime you're in your vehicle, you put a WOW somewhere on your vehicle. Whether it's one of our sanctioned bumper stickers.
A lot of the stations have the WOW stickers.
Yeah. Or it doesn't matter. You can write it on the dirt in the back of your truck. Or
you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll send you some WOW stickers from New York.
Yeah. Or just write it on a piece of goddamn paper.
We don't
in
care.
In your window. Doesn't matter.
Homemade WOW signs, very good.
And then you just drive.
Right.
You just drive around. You pay no attention to it. Maybe you'll forget about it. And then one day you'll be sitting in traffic. You're listening to this show. You're pissed off that you're not going to get home in time. You look out your window and go, why is this chick showing me her cans? And then it hits you like, oh, that's right. I put a WOW on my car. And I'm being flashed.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Two things we ask. You don't harass the ladies. You don't follow the ladies.
No.
There are ladies out there that'll do this.
You put it on your car and then forget about it.
And just kind of wait and
like
see
fishing.
What happens. Yep. But it will happen to most of you out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best radio contest in America.
Because everyone can be involved.
Because we get lots of winners. Also, the WOW thing shows support for the show.
Right.
Like these guys are doing today on the bridge. Danny, New York City Trooper, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, O&A? How the hell are you?
All right, bro.
Hey, got a nice WOW sign for you. It's a patriotic WOW sign. It's on a military Humvee at the George Washington Bridge headed from Jersey into New York.
There you go.
Big WOW on that?
The lower level, huge WOW sign on the side, and we got two more WOW signs. You can give it out a little patriotic WOW for the guys out here.
You know, I'm all for the patriotic WOW thing, but I know why you're calling, sir.
Why is that?
You want to see something today.
I want to see some cans.
I see right through your lies.
Not me. You know, we just want to give a little shout-out for the show also, you know.
Where's your location, sir?
We're on the GWB.
Okay.
Lower level.
All right.
And we're stopping the trucks from coming down at the bottom.
All right.
But the National Guard's here with a huge WOW sign.
Oh, so are you sitting there or you're not moving, right?
No, we're all stationary.
Oh, stationary. So, ladies, help the guys out over there.
Hey, we really appreciate it, guys.
All right, Danny.
All right, be careful, guys. Take care.
All right, peace.
Bye-bye.
There you go. They just want to see some cans.
What's up, Jim Norton?
Hi, how are you?
Norton.
All right. Doing good. Yeah, we're getting some sad news.
Is it sad news?
I think it's pretty sad.
Yes.
Because the last few years of his life was...
pretty sad.
Pretty sad.
Oh, see, there's the music.
Who could forget?
No, unfortunately,
no,
it wasn't.
No, not Christopher Cross.
Unfortunately, it wasn't Christopher Cross.
I forgot, you don't watch the news, you don't read the news.
John Gielgud's been dead for a while.
A couple of years. I think it was 2000 John Gielgud died in?
Yeah. Arthur has died.
Arthur's dead. Dudley Moore has passed. I heard it was a brain tumor, a grape-sized tumor behind his ear.
No.
No? Oh, that's someone else. He had some kind of wacky disease that I never heard of.
They say similar to, it was similar to Parkinson's.
Right. But it was like ate away at his brain and stuff.
Yeah, they
really
did
bad.
Some kind of special on him on ABC or something. They showed him playing piano to the old at the old folks' home.
Yeah.
And he kind of fell over and stuff.
Yeah, it was really...
It was really, really sad.
What do you say? This is a goner.
I think you guys are missing the big picture that there is not going to be a sequel to Holy Moses.
Oh, what a shame. I was looking forward to Arthur 3 because 2 was just so funny.
Yeah.
He was living in Jersey.
His disease, funnier than Arthur 2.
Come on.
Arthur 1 was very funny, the first one. Arthur 2 is like, you know, he was fun-spirited in Arthur 1. It was like he was the lovable drunk. And Arthur 2 is like, oh, my God, they are right. Arthur, get some help. It's like just sad.
But wasn't the plot of Arthur 2 where he was straightening his act up?
Yeah, he was trying.
And he wasn't drinking as much, and he was sober through most of the thing.
That's not fun.
They became poor. It was like they lost the money and had to get... It was almost like Rocky with a club foot.
Lost the money with the club foot.
Old club foot Dudley.
We're poor. I think now I should be going to the hospital. Too late.
As we can all see, it's a lovely day, which would seem to indicate that the night is over. I look forward to your next syllable with great
This is a goner.
Yes.
Dudley Moore. Oh, I'm dead.
Dead.
Don't you love being dead, Bitterman? Isn't death the best thing to be? Don't you hate me again? He's taking the knife out of the cheese. You think he's going to kill me?
Dudley Moore. Don't you remember him from the original Bedazzled? Very funny.
The movie 10.
10. A classic. 10. Now he's dead. The age of 67.
Huh. He's taking the scalpel out of the tray. You think they're doing an autopsy?
There you go. Dead at 66 years old. Ben, move up the screen there. After a long battle against a rare brain disorder. Doesn't it suck like you... 66 isn't like, you know, it used to be. It's not ridiculously old or anything.
Nope.
And, like, he had this disease for, like, 10 years. So by the time he's in his 50s, his life pretty much blows. And then he has to wait years before he drops dead.
That was it.
Awful. What did he do in a previous life to deserve that?
All right. Mike, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
I'm very sad to report for Mr. Norton there that Ozzy Osbourne's drummer, Mr. Randy Castillo, passed away yesterday.
Oh, man, what happened?
He had cancer. He had gotten a little bit better.
The big casino, Tony.
And then he got the big C.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Kennedy couldn't take care of him.
Why didn't they just go to Dr. Kennedy?
Oh, dude, I didn't know that.
Are you BSing us?
No, I'm serious. It was announced on a couple websites today that it had been known that he was sick.
Oh, yeah, those are really accurate.
No, like
legit
ones.
Deaths
like,
on a website.
Dude, he couldn't be lying. No one would yank Randy Castillo out of thin air.
There you go. I mean, you know, what am I going to do, pull that name out of my ass? Come on.
His real name wasn't Mike Source, was it?
Actually, I got it from Junior Drudge.
Junior Drudge.
How old was he, man? He was a really good drummer.
I don't know. He was in his 30s, I think, but, you know, he was... It's a shame. He was really good.
He wasn't playing for Ozzy now. Mike Borden, I think, is playing for Ozzy now.
Yeah, he had his own project with Mike Inez from a bunch of other washed up dudes.
Look at two Ozzy fans talking.
So, yeah.
Giving a little tug on each other.
That's right. We're going to go for a rub and tug and then watch bootlegs together.
Hey, did you
everyone
know
else
dire...
yelling at the radio care?
Did you know that Dire of a Madman and Blizzard of Oz were recording together? I was making the up and down motion with the hands.
A little spit and a tug in the palm of your hand. Sure. Two men sharing.
Yeah. Maybe we can put on My Garrett is an Awesome Garrett and laugh each other to sleep.
Then we can wash each other and lather each other up in the shower.
Yeah, two men just cleaning up, laughing about it later.
Manly thing. Then we'll share a beer and wash each other's backs.
Norton, you got to record My Garrett's an Awesome Garrett.
My Garrett is an awesome Garrett. And he has little hair on his abs. I've been thinking about that song all day. It's been in my head.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the
info.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, fellas.
All right. Oh, God, that last picture of Dudley Moore.
Where?
It doesn't even look like him.
Let me see. Turn it around.
Look.
I hate seeing... Oh, my God.
Oh, he's in a wheelchair. He's got, like, the top hat on, like... Oh, gentlemen.
He looks like Winston Churchill.
Yeah. After he died. Hey, Steve, you're next. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
All right.
You guys are missing the funniest line, the actual only funny line from Arthur II on the rocks, is when he's on the boat skeet shooting, and he's trying to figure out what the hell he's doing, and he pulls the trigger on the gun, and then he yells, pull, and he starts yelling at the skeet, hit the bullet, in a drunken stupor. The only good line from that whole movie. Hello?
This is a goner.
He punched out, man. Pull the handle and punch out. Your plane is in flames. I think we made our point about Arthur too, right there, huh?
Wow.
That was the funniest part.
Wow.
All right. Kate and her friends checking in. Kate, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I just want to let you know that me and my friend Lauren think it's a beautiful day. We're out on 22 in New Jersey, and we're just waiting for those wow signs, but nobody seems to be looking.
So basically, if you see someone with a wow, drive by you guys, you're going to flash.
Nice.
Tell them. We're right here, and we have big boobies.
All right, it's Route 22.
In New Jersey.
Well, there's a lot of Route 22 in New Jersey.
Around the Bridgewater area.
You want to give us an exit?
I'm right by the Bridgewater Commons Mall.
And how about a make of a car there?
We're driving a red Blazer.
All right.
There you go.
Two hot girls willing to wow if they see the wow signs, right?
What?
Ugh. All right, Kate, if it happens, call us back, all right?
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Opie, the hamburger pimp has some Dudley Moore movies that were set to be released, but... Arthur III, Death on the Rocks, Weekend at Dudley's, Mickey and Dead, and Like Father, Like Dead. And the junk says, too bad we can't see Dudley's next movie, 10 Feet Under.
Guys, it just happened.
It just happened. Not enough time went by.
We're not following the law.
Come on.
You got to wait at least a week.
You didn't get ready to meet Moses.
that's horrible, man.
That really is.
The guy gave a lot of people a lot of joy throughout the years.
He was a real hero. He did a bunch of B films. Yeah, God bless him. Old pudding-headed, club-footed zilch.
Oh my God.
Jesus, Jim. Kelly, what's going on?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Pretty
that
good.
That
phone sucks.
I'm calling because I am all set to wow. I've got, I'm ready to go. Not a wow sticker to be seen.
Yeah.
Nothing.
See, you guys are crazy if you just don't put wow in your car and see what happens. These girls are out there, and they're willing to do this. Yes, go ahead, Kelly.
I'm on the Bruckner, and I don't want anyone to think, I'm on the Bruckner, so maybe people don't listen, here from the Bronx. Yeah. But if you guys listen in the Bronx, put wow stickers on your car.
All right.
I want a wow.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
All right.
Yeah,
guys.
It's been a long winter, Anthony.
Yeah.
A pretty easy winter, but we've kind of, put wow to the side. But I think it's time to bring it back full force.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, if you don't have a wow sticker,
Oh, it's everyone that calls in on that line is going to suck today? If you don't have a WOW sticker, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to us here in New York.
Right.
The address is on opieandanthony.com, and we'll send them out to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the stations we broadcast on all over the country, a lot of those stations have WOW stickers. If you can't get a WOW sticker, make a homemade one. Simple as
right.
that.
Right.
Because these girls are ready and willing to go, so.
Another Dudley Moore movie, 6 Weeks to Live.
Oh. Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Say what you want about Dudley Moore. He banged the crap out of Susan Anton.
When she was hot,
wow.
too.
When yeah, she when was she hot. Was hot.
Nice. And she was what, like 6 foot tall? He was 5'2", maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, Dudley Moore said he's the only person. He went up on Susan Anton.
He went up on her.
Anyway, I live in Central Jersey, and there's a Charlie Brown's. And Dudley Moore in his wheelchair used to be in there like 3 times a week.
Right, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, he was dead like 5 years ago, man. He looked like he had a stroke, but he was still pounding scotch down like a champ.
Where would have you if you had that rare disease?
Oh, hell yeah.
Where in Jersey did he live, sir? Do you know?
Yeah, he lived in Scotch Plains.
Oh, that's sad, man.
So, I want to let you tools know that. You guys suck.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
What is this about? Nick, what's going on?
Yo.
Hey.
Can I get one of those t-shirts Tommy messed up?
From New Orleans?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they printed up a bunch of WOW t-shirts for the station in New Orleans, and they screwed it all up, didn't they?
Yeah.
Again?
Do we have those shirts? Ben's giggling.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Hold on.
Huh?
Can I,
hold on line. If we have one, we'll send it out to you, okay?
All right, yeah.
I don't even know if we have them around here.
The cult classic Drop Dead Dudley.
Oh. You're enjoying this today.
And there's that thing with, I think Daryl Hannah's in it. It was called Dead People.
Nice. Wow. That was
good. All right, we're just catching up with our listeners here. We got a very busy show, by the way.
And they're writing an ad called Coffins. They're nice but boxy.
Oh, Matt, what's going on?
I can't believe I'm dead.
Hey, Matt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, I was at the WWF SmackDown taping in Philly last night.
Yeah.
And we were sitting down ringside, and all of a sudden there's this big commotion behind us, and all the security guys come down. They confiscate these two signs, and I saw them as they were going by. One was a WOW sign. The other one said, Norton likes mules.
why did they take that?
I don't know. I think they trained the First Union Center guys to spot O&A signs in the crowd. And they take them now. I thought I was at WWF, but apparently I wandered into Nazi Germany.
Well, you know what? WWF is very cool with the O&A signs, so that might be a little local thing they're doing.
Wow. Yeah, but what's wrong with Norton likes mules?
I think that's hilarious.
And what's wrong with liking them? elbow.
Oh, blah, blah.
Boy, that's a spongy pink one. High five me.
All right. Well, thanks for that, bro.
All right, later.
Okay.
I don't know why they do that.
Oh, look at this. How great is that? There's a Norton is God sign. That really makes me happy.
Hey, there you go. Was that at the SmackDown tape?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We'll see a lot of...
could you email me a copy of that?
Yeah.
We'll see a lot of O&A signs. SmackDown was filmed in Philly.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. We should take a break, okay?
God damn, some of these people are
just
sick.
I'm going to tape my CD in Philly this week.
Huh?
I'm looking forward to taping my CD in Philly.
Oh.
I have to do that, yes.
Really?
Yeah, man.
It's going to be recording this.
Yeah, what better place, man? Philly's got to do it in Philly.
Wow, look at that. There's some new news.
Voss's comedy CD going to have some competition out there.
Well, he actually taped his CD in Philly when there were only 13 stars on the flag.
Speaking of Voss.
Oh, my God.
He's coming in at 5 today, and he doesn't know why.
Yeah, we won't tell him.
We have a little surprise for Rich Voss today.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
No, I don't think you know either. Also, we're going to play another version of the Oz game today.
Yes, we got some new Oz clips.
Star Jones ran out of food.
Mm.
We got to get to that story finally.
Mm.
Lady suing over slavery.
Little reparations, I think, right?
Yeah. And when we get back, I think we got to talk about the Osbournes real fast.
Very, very funny. The show is hysterical. And last night's episode...
Dude, you're such an Ozzy freak, and you don't watch the show.
I need to tape it. I'm doing sets every night. I got to get TiVo. I don't have a TV in my apartment. I moved into New York. I have no TV, no computer. I can't tape it.
How do you have no TV?
I got to buy one. I got one thing at a time.
Jim, how long is it going to take you to get a
goddamn
TV?
You guys see my check every week. I got to be careful.
why didn't you come down to the office for some of the showings?
I
saw it last night.
I didn't realize you were having showings. No one told me that.
I saw it last night at home, and we've seen it at least three times in the office.
I've seen the first one.
Because you pick up on something different every time you watch it.
Dude, it depresses me to watch it because I'm not a member of his life.
Oh, is that it? You want to be in
sad.
The house and go, hey, Oz.
Yes. Oh, Jim. That
sit down on
happy.
The couch with Ozzy.
Yeah.
Pet his dogs.
Yeah, while it's in his lap, maybe miss a little.
All right. You'll judge him on you.
We'll tell you all about the Osbournes, okay? And I think Ozzy's calling in today.
Ah, great.
Yeah, he is. And I think he's going to call in next.
Хорошо, у них есть эти большие тетки.
Whip-a-loud-titsky. Wednesday.
It's off the hook, yo.
Opie and Anthony.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Yeah, the latest from Godsmack, I Stand Alone.
Yeah.
That rocks, huh, Jim?
Yeah, that's really awesome. I love that song.
We're back with the O&A Show.
I thought Scully went out here.
On this fine Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, not much, fellas. What's going on?
Hey, you tell us.
Look, man, I got a comment to make about the loudspeakers here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, I had to get a friend of mine from up there in New York to mail me one.
Really?
Is there any way you guys could stick one in everybody's mailbox around here?
Well, is Tom making wow stickers down there, Ben?
I think he messed those up, too.
Hey, I thought...
Wait,
he's a cool guy.
Hold on, Paul. Hold on. What?
He just told me that there was a problem with them. I didn't even... there's nothing... You know.
There was a problem with the stickers.
He put the adhesive on the wrong side, that southern retard.
Hey, check this out, man.
Yeah.
If I ever get to see you out here with a wow sticker, Norton, you know what I would do?
I hope it's not show me your
mule. I would
mule.
Do something special just for you. Check this out.
He hung up on me.
Of course.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Although I was hoping it was something else.
Yeah.
The new cities, they got to give us time with this wow thing. It takes a little time. We haven't even really started to promote it.
I made them upside down. They're mom stickers.
Mom.
I don't know what happened. There was a problem at the printer.
Oh, he really is an ass.
He is so incompetent. What a big southern buffoon.
Yeah.
God, he is the stereotypical big southern buffoon. Yeah. You people in the south down there, you got to realize the reason some people have this stereotype about you, no matter how educated you are, or what a good person and how quick-witted and sharp you are, it is all negated when you have a doofus.
Yeah.
Black Tom.
They can't figure out how to print up wow stickers.
There was a problem with the adhesive.
My bad.
It was on the wrong side. But Mama's going to help me, and that's all I have to say about that.
Hey, Guy Bannister, fix the stickers.
You know he's going to call now.
What's up? No, there was a problem, but it wasn't my fault.
Concrete Walker.
He's calling us concrete walkers, Anthony.
Goddamn city folk.
Play it, Bertrand.
I don't know what happened. It seems a mass of the stickers fell into some jambalaya.
He's radio gold for this show, though, I'll tell you.
The guy is an oaf.
If you're down there, you might want to just print up your own wow stuff.
Just print them up because you're not going to get them.
Just give up at this point and print up your own.
I got to put the station logo on it, but I forgot what that was.
Well, that's what he did with the t-shirts.
Yeah, with the t-shirts.
See, Tom, it's good if you promote your station, not the station we're on in New York.
Yeah. What's that? WNW.
That's what happened to all the t-shirts down there.
Yeah, he
Instead
made
of
up
putting, t-shirts. the station we're on in Louisiana, Extreme Radio, he decided to put the big WNEW logo from the station we're on here in New York.
Was the Stonehenge Monument 8 inches high? I wanted it 8 feet high.
I know where you're going, you idiot.
Boob.
He is a boob. Heather, what's going on?
Not much. We're just driving around Cleveland with two wow stickers on what we call the Shaggin' Wagon.
Ooh.
And nobody wants to wow us. There's two girls and two guys in the car.
Shaggin' Wagon, huh?
But you girls are wowing other guys when you see their stickers?
Well, yeah, we see stickers, but it seems like the only time we see them is during the week.
Right.
We see them any day, every day but Wednesday. So we changed it from Whip It Out Wednesday to Whip It Out Whenever.
Well, we've been doing the Whip It Out Whenever.
Yeah, we drive around town. We hang out at the bar, and I'm always wowing everybody. They pretty much...
See, there you go, Cleveland. There you go. A couple girls that are wowing right now.
Willing to do it.
Willing to do it. Get your wow on your ride. All right, Heather, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And thanks for the good news today in Cleveland.
Hey,
yes.
Looks like we're doing okay up there.
When are you guys coming to Cleveland?
When Jim's in town.
When Jim's in town, good, because if you guys come out here, we'll let you guys know where we're at, and you guys will wow you guys.
All right, cool. Ooh. Thank you, Heather.
All right. Later.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more, and then we got to talk about the Osbournes. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How come that southern accent sounds so hot on a girl but so stupid on a guy?
That's why it sounds hot on a girl, because it makes her sound stupid and vulnerable.
Hey, Jim.
Okay, yes, the stickers.
Ah!
Oh, God, he totally nailed you.
I really didn't think he was going to do that. She was in mid-sentence.
Really, really nailed you.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry, I got window clings. Now, let me take this satellite system out of the station. That's a callback from about 4 years.
There's one for New York. Too long to explain.
See, New York, we do stuff for you.
Terrence, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I accidentally put NOW, National Organization of Women, on the bumper stickers. Means something completely different, doesn't it?
All right, hold on. Now we have to go back to Jason here. Jason, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It was your sign that was confiscated at SmackDown last night?
Yes, it was. We had a couple of them. We had Buddy Says, Whoa, Doggy.
Right.
And we had Norton is God, and we had a huge wow. Like fluorescent yellow and black. It was just eye-popping. It just so distracting. They had to pull it. We're in the third row behind. It was great.
Did you get it on at all?
Hopefully we got it on the beginning of heat, because as soon as they saw it, they took it like 10 minutes in.
Did they say anything to you guys?
They just said that they were offensive and they pulled them.
Offensive? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
They said it was offensive, and my brother started getting in the face with this guy, and he got thrown out.
Offensive?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Was it WWF people or?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah, because we're like, where are our signs? Because we want them back. They were professionally made for us.
Yeah, but was it the WWF security or the venue security?
It was, I want to say it was the venue, but we asked for them back, and they said the WWF took care of them already.
Took care of them?
That means ripped them up. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. Well,
bastards.
Thanks for trying to help us out. You want a prize? Yeah, give them something. Hold on, Jay, all right?
Sure, thanks.
All right.
Funny, it's
we like
not,
the effort.
Not offensive when you're giving plugs to all these gigs and events.
Right.
Not a very offensive show then.
You know, putting a few of the asses in the seats, as they say. And then how is wow offensive? Like, just wow. I mean, I've seen stuff where, you know, hey, the show us your puppies thing is a little more blatant.
Yeah,
how is wow
it
offensive?
Couldn't be wrestling, unless it's taking away attention from them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be real surprised if
I would too.
WWF.
Yeah, it's probably just
some venue people with a friggin' attitude. Oh, well.
All right. Terrence, what's going on?
Hey, not much, guys. I'm surprised that trash and WWF shows won't wow anyway. Anyway, listen. I just wanted to comment on how hysterical Ozzy Osbourne's wife was last night dancing to that thrash metal from Denmark. Did you hear that kid when he put him on?
Yeah, Denmark death metal to get back at the neighbors.
Denmark death metal, that was excellent. And then she starts moshing like there's people around her and everything.
Yeah. Well, she's insane.
Yeah.
All
out of her mind, man. Out of her mind.
And can I tell you something about Sharon? I've met her once. She is sexy in person.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, really sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
in what way?
Dude, her personality. There's something really.
When did you meet her?
Backstage at. You know, the Ozzy Zombie show. He couldn't get near Ozzy, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had security.
So you had to get close enough to her.
I got a picture with her.
Kind of close to Ozzy.
You can't be serious.
To get a picture with Sharon?
No, that she's sexy.
Dude, I hugged her in a picture. I got a photo. She is, I'm telling you.
Really? What's sexy about her?
It was a vibe.
Wait,
she gave
Ben
off.
Is saying it too?
Yeah. Yeah. She's something. Look, she landed one of the biggest rock stars ever.
Oh, I'm still not sure he knows where he is in his marriage.
Nah, there's something really. And I'm not saying that, you know, you think you have a shot with her. There was just something sexy about her.
Sexy?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. And I was surprised, too.
Ben, get on the mic.
She's a good-looking older woman. When you look at some of those, not in all the shots on the show, but she's a good-looking older woman.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, because she's standing there, and she was
actually,
so
that's
nice.
That's a good point.
She, what?
Aunt's mom is hot. Sharon Osbourne is not hot.
I'll agree with Norton on that. I think she's looking for a little.
All right.
Good for Osbourne.
Well, they're certainly not showing her hotness during the Osbournes. Dan from Hoboken saying Sharon was dead sexy when she rubbed her son's teddy bear on her taint. You could see the outline of Ozzy's wife's taint last night on the Osbournes. For some reason, at one point of the show, she's laying on her back. She lifts her feet up like some sort of monkey and puts them near her face. Like, so her ass is just showing completely. And the type of pants she was wearing were very hugging to every little nook and cranny and contour.
It was a camel toe.
And you could see, not just camel toe.
It was,
you saw where taint and, you know, what taint is between. Yeah. You saw both of those areas.
So you're talking midgets, catcher's mitt.
Right. Nice. Midget, catcher's mitt, balloon knot, taint, everything. The whole knuckle.
Looked like she was getting ready to do the 6 o'clock queef.
Yeah. Yes. And then she rubs her son's teddy bear on there, and the son grabs the teddy bear and hugs it.
I think she farted, though, too.
I don't know what she did.
She farted on the bear.
Huh? How old a broad is she?
I'd guess late 40s, early 50s. Yeah. That'd be my guess, because I think Ozzy's in his mid early 50s.
I didn't get a great look, but I would say, what?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were asking him that.
No, but, all right, whatever. Late 40s, yeah.
Jag off I am, just totally ruining a moment for you guys, sorry.
Sounds like I have many moments.
Answering it seriously. Like, butts. You guys are doing something funny, like, well, technically speaking, shut up, chinless.
It could have been a big part of today's show. Thanks, Jim.
Sorry, Op.
Aaron, sorry, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
One of the best parts of last night's show was when he was trying to throw something out, and every garbage pail he went to had no bag in it.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember that music they were playing.
Poor frigging Ozzy, man, because he's walking around, just stumbling. The guy can barely walk, it looks like. He shuffles. He doesn't lift his feet. He's got this dead look in his eyes, and his hands are kind of out like he's sleepwalking. And he's holding this paper, and he's walking around all confused, like he doesn't know where to put it. His eyes are all wide open with just no spark left in him at all. And he's walking around with paper in his hand, looking where he can throw it away, all confused.
Wait till next week when he starts working out.
Oh, how funny was that at the end of the episode?
Oh, God.
They show him he's got a trainer, and he's trying to work out. And he's got
looking good, Ozzy.
He's got a Let's Get Physical headband on. Let's get physical, physical. I want to get physical. Let's get physical. Let me hear your body's voice. He's just gone. It's great. All right, man.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye.
Classic.
Yeah, and this was the other highlight from last night. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, not much, guys. What a great show. I kept waiting for Nurse Ratched to come out and hand out meds every 2 minutes last night. Yeah. And didn't Ozzy look like Tim Conway? Remember that old shuffle walk?
He did not look like Mr. Tudball.
Oh, Mr. Tudball. You guys rock. Have a good day.
That's classic from the Carol Burnett Show. Very good.
Yes,
good reference.
Tudball, yes.
Yeah. All right. Why are we off in Boston? I keep saying, guys, they just cut you off in Boston in the middle of the Ozzy wife talk and went to commercials.
Satellite problems.
What's Tom running WBCN now? People are saying you just went off in Boston. What's with all the effing radio silence and cut to commercial?
I see a problem.
Dude, effing BCN just cut out. What the F happened? You're off the air. You went off the air in Philly? Just lost a feed here in Cleveland. Great, great. So we're off the air on all the networks?
Happens all the time, too.
How you doing, New York? We still love you.
We just make believe we like everyone else.
Stop it.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Great.
It happens every once in a while, whatever, but it happens all the time. This is the second time this week alone.
Okay, now we can do all these bits.
hey, I want you guys to appear in front of the world's biggest biscuit and gravy.
We'll do old promotion people from NEW bits.
I want you to appear. It's going to be next to the world's largest biscuit. And then I'm going to steal satellite equipment.
And lithographs.
And some lithographs off the wall. And then I'm opening up a bookstore without books. It's talking books. It's a miracle of modern nature.
All right, well, we'll just move on with the show here.
God damn. Oh, well.
Brad, what's going on?
Did you guys notice that when Ozzy was trying to, when they were throwing things into the neighbor's backyard, Ozzy picked something up like he was going to throw it? But you knew there was no chance in hell that that thing was even going to go 10 inches with his arm.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, yeah.
Well, he looked like he was going to throw the log. It was like a cut log from the fireplace or something. And he's walking around. And, yeah, looking at him, I know exactly what you mean. I was looking going, there's no way he's going to throw that thing a foot. It's going to land on his foot.
I was waiting for him to throw it because I know it's going to land right where he threw it out of his hand.
Yeah, he's like, I can't picture Ozzy launching that thing any further than a foot. And then,
I imagine Ozzy won't be taking his kid to baseball camp for pitching anytime soon.
No, we got the clip from last night. You want to check it out?
Oh, really?
Yeah, hold on a second, Brad.
Ozzy! Ozzy! Ozzy!
What?
No, Here's the proof! Ozzy, not wood! You could be done for manslaughter! He's going to the side of the house! Ozzy!
Get out to the window.
He must have gone, like, right next to the house. And then just pushed the log through the window.
And then you see the cop cars coming, and that was the end of the episode. So I hope they continue with that.
Did you catch at the end, too, when they showed the clips for next week's show, the bubble machine? How he was telling Sharon how he was the Prince of Darkness and how bubbles were gay. And
oh, my God, we got that.
They didn't like the bubble. For some reason, they had a big bubble machine behind
the Prince of Bloody Darkness.
Yeah, behind the stage. And I don't think Ozzy really likes the idea of bubbles, you know, considering his image. So here's that clip.
He loves performing.
Bubbles!
That's what he lives for.
Oh, come on, Sharon. I'm f***ing out Ozzy. I'm the Prince of f***ing Darkness. Evil, fuck evil. I gotta follow the bubbles.
I'm on the Prince of Darkness.
The guy's in hell.
The Prince of Darkness
with a bubble machine on stage.
He was really the Prince of Darkness walking around with that paper trying to throw it away and trying to open up the garbage bag.
It's Ozzy Welk.
Oh, my God. All right, guys, take it easy.
What happened to the neighbor? This is my question. What type of neighbor could do anything to offend the Osborne?
They were playing lousy music. They were singing at 2:30 in the morning when the Osbournes had to sleep.
Kumbaya or something?
They were singing
My Girl. They sang My Girl.
And then the Osbournes decided they were going to, especially Sharon, decided she was going to throw bagels and a big hunk of ham at the house and various fruit. And then they called the cops. And the cops came and said, don't throw bagels. Just call the cops next time you have a problem with the neighbors being too loud. So it didn't take long before they're outside with a huge basket of fruit and bread, throwing it at the house. And that's when Ozzy picked up a fireplace log, walked out of the front gate, walked over to the house, and threw the log through the window. It is classic.
And then you saw the side of
it. Yeah, then the cops came. So I guess next week we get to see what happened. Sharon, but you got to hide me, Sharon. The police are coming. I'll hide under the kiddie pool until the police go away. No, this is my house. My house. I'm entitled to do it. I won't get away. You're not handcuffing Ozzy Osbourne. You can't. No, Sharon, that's going to take me away. I'm the f***ing Prince of Darkness. You can't f***ing lock up Ozzy Osbourne. Come on, man. I swear I'm going to slam my head against the window of the police car. Take me away. Kenny, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Owen?
Hey, man. Hey.
To me, I think the MTV made a glass sound breaking because he was right by his fence.
Yeah,
how close is the house?
I said that to the guys in the back office. It seemed like MTV did a little something with that sound effect.
Yeah, well, I don't think that was real.
I absolutely think he threw the log through the window.
Yes,
I think maybe if they wanted to get the audio, they had to add this the glass breaking sound. But he walked out of his gate. Those houses, the problem is, they're very close to each other. That's why they have a problem with the neighbors playing music. All those
houses. How funny is it
going
to be to watch him exercise?
Yeah, that just looked great.
He looks like a 75-year-old man when he walks around.
When he is doing like that thing with his hands, like he held his hands out flat and started doing what looked like the hand jive.
I haven't seen him. How is he on stage?
Doing that crazy hand jive.
Yeah. He's good on stage?
He's the greatest.
He still gets the job done.
Like, still moves around. Hey, Norton, you've seen him, right?
I've seen him since 84. I know he doesn't, but for those that do care, ever since the Bark at the Moon tour, Motley Crue on tour. No, he didn't.
You're 0 for 3 today, my friend.
No, because I knew he was going to hang out, but
right.
I have to explain this.
He doesn't care how many times you've seen him.
He does care.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Prince of Darkness himself.
Ozzy!
Jesus Christ, guys. You got a picture of what I'm going through here. I'm sitting in my house. I'm trying to work out, and I'm just verbally getting raped by you guys. You know, but, you know, it's all in good fun, I guess.
You're exercising, Ozzy?
Yeah, you know, I was working out my pectoral muscles today.
Pectoral muscles.
You know, what's funny, you know, Anthony.
Yes.
You know, if anything gets boring in my bedroom, you know, maybe we can bring you in.
Shut up,
even
Ozzy.
Ozzy knows about.
Look,
what
Ozzy,
happened to you over vacation.
I can only imagine what's gone on in your life.
No, you're my hero, man. You know that.
Yeah, sure. So now, Ozzy, what seems to be the problem with the neighbors?
No, like you said, you know, I was sleeping, you know, but
yeah, we saw.
Yeah, but what happened was. You know, the rest of the house, I guess, was being woken up because they were playing, you know, some techno crap, you know, whatever. But, you know, they went over and Jack put on some Meshuggah, you know.
Right.
You know, they were just keeping the rest of the house up, I guess. You know, they were playing.
You were sleeping like a baby, though.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't bother me, you know.
And what about the gynecologist, Ozzy? You were telling your daughter that you would love to go to the gynecologist.
You know, I felt a little, you know, embarrassed talking about my daughter's grass cut late on TV, you know, you know, it's something I had to be, you know, you don't talk about. You know, I love my daughter. I want to make sure she's all right.
Right. So, you know, she's got to go to the gynecologist.
Yeah, and, you know, if nothing else, you know, just for support, I'd go with it, you know.
That's a little sick, though. She didn't look like she wanted Ozzy around.
You know, I can understand, you know, I wouldn't want my parents around either. If I had a grass cut, you know, I wouldn't want them to go with me. But, you know, second of all, I think it would be nerve-wracking to have, you know, my parents in the gynecologist's office, you know.
Say, Ozzy, your daughter's developing quite nicely, too.
Mm.
Once she woke up in the middle of the night there and
came out with the T-shirt on and her pants were down really low.
She has a little baby fat belly hanging out.
Mm. And two torpedoes there.
Two torpedoes.
She takes off the mother, you know.
Right. And you're the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy. What's up with the bubble machine?
I have no freaking idea, you know. That's what I was yelling at Sharon about. I figured, you know, she'd know after all this time not to, you know, use, you know, freaking bubbles, you know. So, you know, at the concert, we have the black, you know, confetti or whatever after, the, you know. But that's followed by fire and stuff, and, you know.
Like the Prince of Darkness would use.
Sure, man. You know, but, you know, the bubbles, trust me, they weren't my idea, you know. It'll be fixed,
so.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Oz.
Well, thank you, Ozzy, for checking in. We'll look forward to watching next week's episode. Hopefully everything with the cops turns out okay.
All right. Yeah. Oh, obviously, I'm not talking to you from jail, you know. So,
right.
Yes, you know. Looks like you did all right with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ozzy.
Sure. One more thing.
Hey, someone wants to tell you to have your daughter wear a bra.
Go on. Yeah. Do you have him on the phone right now? Is he on?
Oh, you want? Yeah. All right. Hold
on. Sure.
All right. Here he is. Adam.
Hey, Oz.
Hey, Adam,
big fan.
How are you?
Oz, I'm a big fan. But listen, you got to have your daughter wear a bra.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed for you, pal.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even know what's going on in the house, you know. But yeah,
obviously,
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, you got cameras in there now.
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
Thanks.
All right, there goes Adam. Wear a bra. I don't know. I think it's kind of hot when she comes out all chubby and she got her huge cans hanging down like that. There's something about it.
It's talking about your daughter there, Ozzy.
That's okay.
What am I going to do? I couldn't come down to the studio and kick ass all over the place. But,
now that
you're
working out.
But I like you guys, so, you know. Yeah, it's all in good fun, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you, Ozzy.
No problem. Anthony, before I go, I wanted to tell you something.
Yes?
Yes.
All right.
Even Ozzy's in.
I got nailed.
Right on, man.
All right. Are we ready to play the Oz game? We could go from talking about Ozzy to
Ozzy to
game?
Oz game. Yes. Sure.
I love the Oz game. Now.
Also, Rich Voss coming in around 5 o'clock, and he doesn't know why.
Yeah.
We got a little surprise for him.
We found a little something. We just want to talk to him about it.
Yeah, a little surprise for Rich Voss today.
That's all.
Rip 'em out Wednesday.
Oh, man. Fun band galore.
Wow, 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 wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I love that.
Yeah, you're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Little Jimmy Norton in the studio today. Voss coming in at 5. We forgot to ask Ozzy about this Russell Yates thing, huh?
Yeah, it seems Ozzy has a problem with Russell Yates, Andrew Yates' husband. I guess Ozzy was going to do a Today Show taping, and Russell Yates, the husband there, was going to be on the Today Show. And he said he was a big Ozzy Osbourne fan and wanted to get a picture with Ozzy. And Ozzy, very pissed off at this, said no way he's going to take a photo with him. Ozzy said, "I'll burn his eyes out with a hot poker. He's profiting directly from the demise of his own children. And that, to me, is wrong."
After being warned that Yates was waiting for him in the green room, the Osbournes ducked out the door. So Ozzy, not a big fan of this guy, Russell Yates, who is just a scum.
He's a scum. He's got a website and everything.
Yeah, this guy was defending his wife. He was there for her. Whatever you want to do. I don't care. You know what? Who cares? But, you know, it's over. She's convicted. That's it. He's going on the Today Show. It's like he thinks he's a celebrity now.
He's got a website.
He's a celebrity because his kids are dead, because his lunatic wife. Boy, that's being perceptive, dude. How about looking at your chick and realizing that any minute she's just going to snap and kill your kids?
There may be a problem.
Yeah.
Does anybody not see the disgrace in this? That this guy's wife drowns your kids, and he gets to do the Today Show with Ozzy Osbourne. I'm doing comedy 12 years. And I love
right,
Ozzy,
yeah.
And I can't hang with him.
Enough!
I'm ready to get married and pump out 5 kids quickly. If that was what it takes to do the Today Show with Ozzy, that's what I'll do. God, there is no justice in this world. It sucks.
No, there isn't. You're obsessive, man.
I'm nuts. Almost 13 years I'm doing comedy.
You're a stalker.
No, I'm not.
You're an Ozzy stalker.
I'm not. I've met him twice, and I was...
That's why you're doing the show with us, just to
meet
Ozzy.
Because, you know, eventually we're going to run into Ozzy again. I was very, normal when I met him. I chatted with him, and I'm non-stalkerish, actually. I give celebrities their room. I just love Ozzy.
All right.
And would love videotape of me and him talking and laughing together.
I'm sure. We got to interrupt you, Jim, because it's time to play the Oz game.
Wow.
We got DVD copies of Oz, the complete first season, courtesy of HBO Home Video. Oz, the complete first season, is now available on VHS or DVD at all video stores. This was kind of successful yesterday, and we got these DVDs to give away, so we'll do it again today. Right, Ant?
Yes.
Want to explain the Oz game?
Well, what a fun show this is. So many fun, memorable lines from the show Oz. We're going to take some callers, and we're going to play a line from Oz, and then we're going to stop it midstream, and we'll give you multiple choice of the next part of that line. You'll have to guess which one is indeed the rest of the line. It's easy.
All right.
You'll catch on when we start playing.
So why don't we go right to the phones. Our first contestant is Allison from Queens. What's up, Allison?
Allison?
Hello? Are you there?
Allison?
Well, she doesn't get to play now.
Uh-huh. Stink.
All right. Let's go to Robin on line 5.
What? Oh,
Robin doesn't want to play. I see a load of people that want to play.
You finally got it. All right.
Jim from Vegas, what's going on?
What's going on, Ode?
Hey, Jim.
You're our first contestant.
Sweet.
For the Oz game. All right?
Right on.
You know how to play?
Yep.
Okay. No, we have to do the first part first, Rick. Okay,
first
listen.
Part first.
Listen to this line from Oz, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll give you four choices, and you have to figure out what the next line is going to be. Here we go.
Well, you didn't ask my permission. When are you going to learn, Frank? You belong to me. I make all your decisions.
Right.
So ask me. Come over here and ask me if you can f*** your wife.
Can I be with my wife?
My wife.
My wife.
Louder and say please and sir.
Please, sir. May I f*** my wife.
Louder.
Please, sir. May I f*** my wife.
God, is that hot.
You are wrong.
That is hot in a twisted way right there, man.
The guy had to ask.
He was having a conjugal visit.
Yeah.
And his bunkmate and the guy that made him his bitch, Vern Schillinger, made him ask permission if during this conjugal visit he could go in and have sex with his wife.
All right.
But did the wife have to be there and see this interaction or no? She wasn't.
No. Everyone in the block saw it, though, on the cell block.
See, yeah. That would have been hotter if the wife was, right, in eye shot.
This is already after Schillinger took Beecher, this guy that had to ask permission, and tattooed a swastika on his ass. He took a pen and heated it up and just made a swastika on his ass.
There you go.
Really sick.
All right, Jim, Ant's going to give you four choices. You got to figure out what the next line is, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, can I F my wife was the last line we heard, and the answer Schillinger gave, is it, no, you can't, now suck my C. B, no, my brother, you got to buy your own. C, when you ask me like that, I can't deny you anything. And D, hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and F my sister.
I'm thinking A.
You're thinking A.
A, which would be no, you can't, now suck my C.
All right. Let's see what the answer is, Anthony.
All right.
See, when you ask me like that, I can't deny you anything.
Oh, Jim, it was C.
Not going to be easy like yesterday, huh?
No.
That was pretty easy if you think about it.
Well, the first answer, I mean, if I was the guy asking, A is what I'd want to hear.
Right.
And, Jim, we're not going to give you one. I'm sorry, because we came up with a great idea for the next Oz game.
So we need to save some of these DVDs, all right?
All right, fair enough.
I'm sorry, Jim.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Can we give him something else? Like a little...
No.
All right, we'll give you something else, though, Jim. Hold on a line for playing.
Cool, Norton rules.
All right,
see
cool.
You, man.
Hey, I'm the one giving you the free stuff.
All right, well, you rule, too.
All right, thanks. I don't even care if he thinks I rule.
That's funny.
I'm not even going to try.
That's right.
We all need loving. Rich, what's up from Columbus?
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, that last one sounded like Anthony talking to his girlfriend.
Oh,
what?
Oh.
No, my brother, let me see. See, when you ask me like that, I can't.
No, the last line before the...
Anthony, it's up to you.
Hell,
I like... If you were insulted, I will hang up on Rich. No, that's okay.
Oh, look at that.
Rich from Columbus.
He's going to let you slide on that one.
All right.
Thanks,
you know how to play?
Yes, I do.
All right, here's line.
Here's the line.
Yo, yo, Italian Axe, what's up? You ever hear how the word doo-wop came to pass?
Nah, man, tell me about it.
Well, over in Harlem Town, back in the old days, a couple of Italians were giving muscle to a cat running a speakeasy. He was doing a set, I think, maybe of Billie Holiday. These Italians come into the club thinking they can push a brother around. But instead, the brother finds a blood. And outside in the alley, while Miss Billie Holiday is singing the blues, the brother doo-wops. And that's how doo-wop was born.
Wow. This just sounds like so much fun in prison, doesn't it? All right, Rich from Columbus, here's your choices. What's the next line?
Is the guy's response to that? How would you like Johnny Pool's D up your A? B, how would you like me to doo-wop your mooly ass? C, well, excuse me, my Kraut Mick friend. Or D, when you're telling these little stories, here's an idea. Have a point. It makes it so much easier for the listener.
You didn't see E.
What was E?
My Garrett is an awesome Garrett.
All right, Rich from Columbus. Rich, what's the next line?
All right, we're going to have to go with, you know, I can barely hear it, but I'll go with B.
B, how would you like to me to doo-wop your mooly ass?
Sure, why not?
All right,
why
let's not? Hear if that's it.
How'd you like Johnny Pool's up your ass?
Oh, God. Oh. Who would know it was Johnny Pool's D up your A?
Oh.
All right, Rich, we're going to give you something for trying, all right?
All right.
Hold on the line. There goes Rich from Columbus.
I thought this was easy today.
I thought it was easier than yesterday.
I know.
Let's go to Long Island and say hi to Ciro. Ciro, what's up today, man?
Yeah, Ciro.
What?
Ciro from Long Island. What's up, guys?
What's up? It says Ciro.
Nah, it's Hero.
All right, Hero. Whatever.
That's an odd name. You ever run through Tel Aviv with a bomb strapped to you?
Oh.
Nah, sorry. Just a nickname I got many years ago.
All right. And why'd you get the nickname?
I saved a boat. I was working at Davis Park. Jumped on and I saved it from sinking.
Hey, cool. You're nice. A hero.
What were you, the only sober person at Davis Park?
Pretty much.
Man, I've been there. That's just a drunk fest.
So much fun.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to play the Oz game?
Oh, definitely.
All right, here's your line.
Hey, Sweet Pea. How was church, huh? You feeling all sanctified and pure? Get undressed. We're taking a shower.
I already took a shower.
All right, Hero.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what the next line is.
All right,
is, okay?
The next line,
okay.
After I already took a shower, does Vern Schillinger tell him, I don't give an F, as a matter of fact, you're going to clean my A with your tongue?
Jeez.
B, well, that's okay. When I'm done with you, you'll need another one. C, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Or D, all right, how about... All right, how about a steam? You know, just two men in a steam room.
Hero, what's the next line?
How about B?
B? B would be, well, that's okay. When I'm done with you, you need another. Okay, let's listen to the line.
Oh, that's okay. When I'm done with you, you'll need another one.
Oh.
That's a winner.
We got our first winner today.
Finally.
Hero from Long Island.
and let me just say,
you got a DVD copy of Oz, the complete first season, courtesy of HBO Home Video.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on the line, hero.
Sure. On your rule.
Thanks, buddy. That is creepy, too, because that implies you're about to get a facial.
You're going to need another. All right, we got three more today, Rick?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Three more to go today. Let's go to Lindsay in Boston. Hey, Lindsay, what's up today?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hello.
How's all that fake radio going on?
Oh, yeah, you know. Hey. I thought it was my radio.
Shut up. It's not fake. Is Maddie going to live through his surgery?
Jesus, man. How far can you reach, Flacco?
Everything they do is fake radio. It's so funny. It's like when wrestling, before they came out and said that it was fake. Remember that those days when they actually tried to pretend it was real?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, just at least come out and just say, yeah, everything new is fake, but I'm trying to be entertaining here.
Oh. All right. Sorry, I got off track. Lindsay.
You should give them a tip, too.
Yeah.
If you're going to have two hot lesbians kissing on your website,
yeah,
don't put a dude in the background.
Oh, God.
No one wants to see the dude.
They think so much of themselves. Yeah. If you're going to listen to the ONA show and decide that your show would be better suited if you had, like, a lesbian for a day thing and had the lesbian couch and, you know, two girls going at it and you take pictures of it and put it up on a website, keep the guys out of it. I don't think you'll find one photo of when we have chicks together doing stuff with us in the picture. You got to put your goofy, dope sidekick in a picture of two chicks getting all hot and stuff. Like, it's not bad enough that you got to have pictures of men getting their asses spanked. Oh, God. Well, whatever. Okay, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing, baby? Yeah, you wearing a tea bag?
All right, Lindsay, it's the Oz game. We're going to give you a line, and then you got to figure out what the next line's going to be, okay?
Yep.
Here's your line. Lindsay from Boston.
One of these Muslim monkeys was trying to tell me that Jesus was a nigger. Even quoted from the Bible trying to back his shit up.
Well, Jesus was from Judea, so he was probably of an olive-colored skin.
Look at that picture there. Does that look like a nigger to you?
No.
You're getting awful mouthy, aren't you, Prague?
No, sir. I am not, sir.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to teach you a lesson.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, not a lesson. What happened?
Oh, no.
He was just stating a religious view.
Oh, boy. All right, Lindsay.
Yep.
Is the next line A, polish my C with your tongue? Is it B, polish my boots with your tongue? Is it C, brush your teeth with my C? Or is it D, how'd you like to mow my lawn, huh?
Gonna go with B.
B? All right, let's...
Did you say B or G?
She said B, right?
All right, B. Let's see what the line is.
Polish my boots with your tongue.
Ah, yes.
That's a winner.
That is Lindsay's answer.
And that is a winner, and you got a DVD copy of Oz.
Thank you very much.
Complete first season.
He did get down and on his knees and started licking Schillinger's boots.
Who plays the guy? Who plays the guy that's dishonest, the boss guy?
What, the head muckety-muck guy? Or the guy that's
Schillinger? The guy that
Schillinger?
You said polished my boots.
Oh, God, I can't remember his name.
He sounds familiar.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, congrats. Hold on the line, all right?
Thank you.
It's just what he said.
All right. Let's go on to our next contestant.
You've heard that before?
Yeah, you know, I got a little lippy. I had to be taught a lesson.
I think we only have two more to go today, Anthony.
All right. It's J.K. Simmons is his name.
Yes.
Steve from New York.
Hey.
Ready to play the Oz game?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Here's your line, Steve.
In Oz, sometimes the things you can't touch are more real than the things you can. For instance, fear, hatred, loneliness are more real to me than a shank. And a soul, every day, can grow into something you can almost hold.
I'm not too hip on the Augustus thing. Monologue crap.
All right,
just get to the shank and
there you go. Steve, what's the next line? Here's your choices. Now that's what I call some effed up S. Now can I get an amen? How effed up is that in an S-hole like this? Or D, oh, I didn't give him the letters, did I? Oh well. I'm the effing Prince of Darkness.
I'll throw a log at him. I'm going to go with...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Steve?
Hello? Yeah.
Oh.
Do you hear me?
No.
No. All right, no. Let's go. I want to say, with, it doesn't feel like a plunger.
What?
Steve?
But it doesn't feel anything like a plunger.
Which one are you going with there, sweetness?
That's D, right?
He's trying to make it.
It puts on the lotion.
Oh, it's this guy.
I love that guy.
What a tool. Okay.
He didn't play the game.
You know what? He wasn't funny yesterday. He wasn't today, but he's trying.
He's like coming in at five.
All right, let's go all the way to the beginning. We'll go to Pat in D.C. Pat.
Hey, what's up?
You want to play the Oz game?
You know it.
All right, listen to the line again, and then Ant will give the choices and answers and all that. So here we
Jesus.
Go.
In Oz, sometimes the things you can't touch are more real than the things you can. For instance, fear, hatred, loneliness are more real to me than a shank and a soul. Every day can grow into something you can almost hold.
Okay.
All right, Pat from D.C., what's the next line? Here's your choices.
A, now that's what I call some effed up S. B, now can I get an amen? C, how effed up is that in an S-hole like this? Or D, I'm the effing Prince of Darkness.
A?
A, which would be what? Now that's what I call some effed up S.
All right, let's listen to the line.
How f***ed up is that in a hole like this?
Oh. I don't like that one, Rick.
No.
No. Well,
that's okay.
It's a little too. Oh, you couldn't really. Figure
well,
it out.
I like it, Ann, because there's not a mule being forced on someone else or some boot licking.
That's what the show's all about, men. All right, pal, we'll give you something for playing, all right?
Okay.
All right. Our final contestant.
All right.
We'll go down to Philly and say hi to Andy. Andy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Ready for the Oz game?
You know it.
Everything good with you today?
Yes, it is.
You got your wow in your car?
No, I need a wow.
Oh.
I got soap written on wow.
Well, they're giving out the wow stickers down there in Philly.
Nice.
They'll be giving them outside Norton shows.
Nice.
All right, you want to play the Oz game?
Yep.
Of course you do. God bless. Here's your line.
Mr. Woods. Hey. Yes, is Mavis there? She's out? Where'd she go? What you mean you can't tell me? Don't tell me you don't know. You track every move that girl makes. Yeah, I'm calling you a liar, mother, because you ain't telling me the truth.
Wow.
The truth.
What was that scene, Ant?
That was one of the guys in the joint trying to call his chick.
Yep.
And apparently his chick was out.
Who answered?
And busy. I think it was the chick's father. Yeah.
All right, Andy.
Yeah.
Build a relationship.
You got to figure out what the next line is, okay?
Right on.
Here's your choice.
Okay, A, if you don't tell me right now, I'm going to F and kill you and her. B, tell me where the F Mavis is now. C, okay, can you just let her know I called? Or D, who is your daddy and what does he do?
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A.
If you don't tell me right now, I'm going to F and kill you and her.
All right, let's go to the next line. Hey, we forgot to bleep that one. Whoops, hey. Andy heard it. Hey.
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that was great. Rick forgot to bleep it.
Yeah.
Great. My headphones pulled out when I ran for the dump button.
Oh, okay.
Why, you can't say that?
No, you can't say that. Well, Rick, what are we going to do?
Andy, did you hear that?
Yeah.
The people on the phones get to hear everything.
You dick, Rick.
That was great.
Well, I'll try to pot it down.
All right, so what was your choice again?
I picked A.
A.
He
okay.
picked A.
Let's go with the answer. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good luck.
I know.
Agree.
Tell me what I...
There you go.
I got it.
All right, I got it.
Tell me where the F Mavis is now.
Although, can I say about this guy? This guy, even after he heard it, was still honest and gave the wrong answer.
Right, yeah. Look at that. He could have said,
I'm stupid like that.
And he's cool. Andy, we'll give you something for playing, all right?
Nice. You guys rule.
All right, thanks for playing the Oz game.
Nice. Yeah.
We only got one winner today.
That's it.
Oh, two winners today. How many more DVDs we got left? We got four to go, Anthony. The third round of the Oz game, we're going to change the whole damn thing. I think a listener came up with a great idea, right? We're going to give you some audio. This will be either tomorrow or Friday. We're going to give you some audio, and you got to figure out who's getting effed.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Making a little more interesting.
Ah.
Maybe we can just bring a few guys up in a studio, you know, and do a little method acting.
Wacky radio fact alert from No Bones in Jersey. The guy that plays Schillinger is also the voice of the yellow M&M. How disturbing is that? He's plowing a man in prison, and he's the yellow M&M. We like those little facts from time to time. At least he's not the frosted side of the mini-wheat.
No, but his friend's back is.
Oh, wow.
And the tookest joke.
Hubla. Rich Voss coming in at 5. We got a little surprise for him. Why don't we go to the FU line, see what's going on there?
Someone said that's going against the rules of radio comedy.
What?
And radio rules that our funniest stuff should be in the 5 o'clock hour, having Voss come in at 5.
Like we said yesterday, we're mixing it up.
You mix it up.
Got to keep you guys honest. All right, here's the FU line.
Thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, I'd like to send a big FU out to the Academy Awards and all of f***ing Hollywood. I had to sit there and watch the goddamn Academy Awards on Sunday at my girlfriend's house, and I had to sit there and just be quiet and watch these f***ing morons all night long. Joan Rivers, what are you wearing? F*** yourself, you moron. Shut up. Who cares, dick face? I'm wearing Kmart, bitch. You old f***ing whore. And the goddamn Halle Berry, you f***ing lunatic. It's amazing how you can run someone over and in Hollywood, and then people forget about it like she's the greatest thing in the goddamn world. You should be sitting in jail getting railed up the f***ing ass every day, you stupid bitch, with your fat Irish mother, you f***ing whore, you miserable ass. You think that's important, an Academy Award? You gotta get a grip on your f***ing life. Yeah, what's important is the firefighters and the true people that work every day and police and people that work 9-to-5 regular jobs that don't get any recognition and hardly get any f***ing money, you idiot. So go in your SUV and drive off a f***ing cliff and die or they f***ing hate you. And Julia Roberts, shut your big goddamn mouth already with your stupid humble act, you moron. I f***ing hate you too. I hope you get painful breast cancer and f***ing die. Go to hell, all of you Hollywood idiots. Come back to the real world and realize that what you're doing is worthless and useless, and you shouldn't be getting paid anything. And f*** you, Tom Cruise, you faggot, hook-nosed bitch. Oh, don't sue me for my $300 I have in the bank, you ass. Go to hell.
End of message.
The Opie and Anthony FU line is there for you when life sucks.
Sucks to be me.
Call anytime, 212-830-3785.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
And I'm a black rainbow, and I'm an ape of God. I got a face that's made for violence upon, and I'm a teen distortion. Survived abortion, or ever from the waist down.
With the Opie and Anthony Show.
Come on.
Couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including Cleveland today.
Yeah.
866-277-4WOW. That's 866-277-4WOW. It is Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Get the wow on your goddamn car.
What's that, Norton?
What, Jim?
What song is this?
Disposable Teens, Marilyn Manson.
Oh, it is Manson. Okay.
Marilyn Manson. We will be featured with Marilyn Manson on Thursday.
Tomorrow night?
Yes, on the O'Reilly Factor. Actually, it's not the O'Reilly Factor. It's O'Reilly's, what's this thing called? Corruption of the American Child or Youth? Youth? What the hell is it called?
Youths.
I know they're promoing the hell out of it.
Someone on Instant Feedback will send it in.
On Fox. And
I think we're going to get about 3 minutes of FaceTime.
That's what I think.
About 10 seconds will be me staring blankly in the camera going,
why do you do the things you do? And it's very detrimental, I believe, to the youth of America. And shut up. You're tall.
Then when he came, they have a sit down.
We taped this thing. I don't even know, like seven months ago.
15 years ago. We
it
taped
was before 9/11.
Yeah.
July. Huh? That wasn't
was in July,
was it?
August. Yeah.
August.
It was supposed to air in September.
Right.
It was supposed to air in September. Then September 11th. You know, the plans changed for O'Reilly, and now he's getting back to.
Remember you and I? We went. Whew.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we dodged that bullet.
God.
They'll never air that thing.
Now it's airing Thursday.
Thursday on the regular Fox.
Marilyn Manson, Insane Clown Posse, Linda McMahon from WWF, Russell Simmons. And it's all going to be Bill O'Reilly talking about how horrible this is for the children. Now, why would you talk about the Olsen twins in such a way that would... Because they're hot.
Bill, I think your quote was because they're hot.
Yeah, I was like, ah, come on.
That was better than mine.
I don't know. Opie did his best butthead impression for Bill O'Reilly.
Opie, I have a question for you. This Whip 'em Out Wednesday, do you think it's right for women to flash when children could be watching? You're tall and stupid. So then Bill O'Reilly.
So then I go to all the people that went down with us. I'm like, you don't think they're going to use that, are you?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, they're definitely using that. Any chance to make you guys look stupid? Of course they're going to use that.
So we're sitting there, and then, of course, they bring in Bill O'Reilly. And we're sitting down in these little seats.
I felt like I was back in grammar school.
I know. They're like kindergarten school, seats. We have these little seats. He's on this huge stool. And like... He walks in. Hello, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
I felt like I was talking to the principal.
Oh, no, he's a giant. He's going to yell at us, and he's a big guy.
I felt like we got caught smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the principal's office.
I'm calling your mother.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
Bill O'Reilly.
It's going to be, tomorrow, what? What time?
Nine?
9 o'clock.
Nine-ish.
Nine.
It's going to air at 9 o'clock. Oh, nine-ish.
Pete, what's going on?
Hey, are you tools ever going to do the road show in Cleveland, or are you just coming to visit and see Norton's show?
We're this is what we do. We're going out there just to kind of take a peek.
No, man, road take a show peek around. All the way.
Reconnaissance first.
Yeah. Reconnaissance.
Look, sir, I realize my show isn't the event of the century, but you don't have to mention it like it's a vomit fest.
Oh, it's not a vomit fest, Norton. It rules. I'm driving all the way from Columbus to go up to my brother's, man, stay the weekend.
What will happen, we'll be broadcasting live from the station so you guys can kind of hang out there, and then we'll do some things at Norton's show, and we're just going to kind of take a peek, see what's going on up there.
Bring some fresh Cleveland whores with me.
All right, cool.
Cool. Thanks, Tool. Later. Hey, Norton.
Never going to work, sir.
No, I had a question.
Then you may ask the question.
Legitimate question.
Wow.
Hey, Norton,
that means
here
it
go.
Worked.
See?
It didn't work.
It did not work.
Of course it didn't.
I am ruling that absolutely
didn't
work.
Oh, I wouldn't lie.
If
someone gets me, I'm just, whatever. But no, that didn't work.
John.
I'll never be gotten again, by the way.
See, now you're just setting yourself up.
No, I'm not.
Maybe not today.
It's an impossibility.
John, what's going on?
I'm too good.
Hey, I'm just here in Austin, Texas, looking for some cans.
Austin. We got a lot of calls from Austin, Opie. Lately. You notice that?
Yeah, I'm starting to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the juice down there in Austin.
Would you?
The wow thing takes time, my friend. You guys only had the Opie and Anthony show for, I don't know, I think 3 or 4 days now.
3 or 4 days.
Not long.
Give it time. I think by next Wednesday, we're going to really start pushing WoW again. So
outstanding.
Get ready. But if you want to do something, get WoW in your car immediately, okay?
There you go. Later.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Austin, Texas.
All right. One more, and then we got to talk about Star Jones.
Star Jones.
Mike, what's going on?
Yo, what's up?
Hey.
Yo, Riley sucks. Makes me sick, that guy. The rest of the Fox News, the rest of those guys.
Fox News. Bill O'Reilly, I am Rock Quarry.
I am Rock Quarry.
You may remember me from The Dancing Playboy. Maybe Dr. Jekyll's Hyde. I don't like being Bill O'Reilly anymore. I'm going to be Gus Schultz. I'll be able to blend in with the crowd. I'll go bowling with Fred and Barney. I'll tell them who I am. I think I'm going to tell Fred and Barney I'm Bill O'Reilly. They'll get a big kick out of it. Guys, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
He says he's Bill O'Reilly, Fred.
Okay, Barney.
I just do the fake Fred after he died.
We love the fake Fred. Yeah.
Fake Fred after he died.
I love fake Fred.
You hate that? You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
Norm, right?
It's stuck.
That's my favorite Anthony impression, though, the fake Fred. When Fred Flintstone,
out of all
the guy
the ones
that did
he
the
does,
voice.
This is the best one.
What's his name? Reed? The guy that...
Robert?
No, whatever his name was.
Old Batchback?
Alan. I think it was Alan Reed that did the voice of Fred Flintstone. He died. But, of course, they continued doing the Flintstones. And Barney was Mel Blanc, and he was still alive. So you'd hear Barney's voice, you know.
Hey, Fred, you want to go bowling?
And then you'd get, okay, Barney, I'll get my bowling ball.
You're like, what? What the?
That's not Fred.
That is him.
That was a little off.
And it would piss you off, even as a kid. All right, Mike, what do you have?
Wilma!
I don't know. With him telling you guys are dangerous, that annoys me. The most dangerous thing that happened to a 15-year-old kid listening to your show is he'll end up chasing the balloon out a little early.
What?
That's about it.
I don't understand what he said, Opie.
All right. So the most dangerous thing that can happen to a 15-year-old kid listening to your show is chasing the balloon out just a little early.
I enjoy Mike's humor. I think it's nice.
Not right? Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
no,
Mike.
The problem with those shows is they make normal things... They make normal people think you can contemplate about the war and stuff, and then you end up getting a 16-year-old kid that flies a plane into a building because he thinks he knows something about Osama bin Laden. It's dangerous.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
One more thing.
No, I'm going to save you.
Godspeed, son.
Tuttle from New York writes, an O'Reilly Factor special, The Corruption of the American Child.
The Corruption of the American Child.
That's the name of the special. And
I'll call my special The Corruption of the American Child.
And then Tuttle writes, thanks for corrupting me, dicks.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on with Star Jones, Ant? She went to Jamaica for her 40th birthday.
She is a fat pig.
She decided she was going to fly, I think, 40 friends to Jamaica for her 40th birthday.
Well, you know something? When you're a diva like Star Jones. Because who's called Star Jones a diva? Let me think. Oh, yeah, Star Jones. When you're a diva and you turn 40, you got to have a huge, big, pompous birthday party.
Oh, I thought you were going to say buffet.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too, it seems. So she flew 40 fab friends... to Montego Bay, Jamaica, for her 40th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jamaica. So there was like blunts and bunts down there with Star Jones. I'm smoking a blunt, and look at my bunt. It's huge.
Her friends included Kim Cattrall, Lorraine Bracco, Denise Rich, Natalie Cole, of course Lisa Ling, and Jason Williams' wife, Tanya.
Really?
Well, she needed a vacation.
From Jason.
Please read the first line, and this is why I want most media people stabbed.
Yeah.
Just the first line.
Oh, Star Jones was Jamaican 'em crazy.
So they went down to Jamaica and had a little birthday party.
And Star ran out of food.
They were on a cruise ship.
And Star Jones ran out of food.
I want to talk to somebody. How come I ran out of food for my party before the guests got there? What happened?
She gave out a little gift package also.
Yeah.
See, Star Jones, it's her party, Opie, but she's giving. She's always giving. Some of the freebies in the gift pack, some Dom Perignon champagne, Michael Kors perfume, Sean John silk robes, Armani makeup, all these name things. Because I'm a diva. I like to pamper myself. You ever see the segment she does on the show? Star Jones pampers herself. Now, you know something?
No, I haven't.
I know what you're going to say. I don't watch The View. But there are times I will
talk
be
about
flipping the channels.
The earwax thing?
The earwax removal. Man. Star Jones, woo! I like to pamper myself.
Wow.
And they got to sit there. The comedian, what's her name?
I wouldn't know.
You know the con. Joy Behar.
Okay.
On the show, Lisa Ling, and then the soccer mom. Ugh. Meredith.
Baxter.
And
Bernie.
They all look at her. They all look at her like, ooh, Star, tell us how you pamper yourself. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, you get your man. And Star will go on about how she thinks Denzel's all hot. Mm, Denzel. Let me lay the word out to Denzel, honey. If you're watching Denzel, I am available. To what, move his furniture, you linebacker? Like Denzel is going to look and go, that's Star Jones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Screw that Halle Berry. I want Star Jones. So, silk robes, what else? Armani makeup, Ralph Lauren duffel bags, Kate Spade travel bags, Payless slippers.
What about this McDonald's thing, Anthony?
Well, I'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's because they ran out of food. I just want to talk about our Payless commercials, too.
Yeah.
Have you seen these, Jim? Oh, you don't have a TV. That's right.
I'm getting one.
Okay.
I'm in moving.
Congratulations.
That'll help the show.
Yeah.
You're actually watching TV before you come in here.
Knowing something about what's going on in the world.
Knowing things are a nice...
You're right. Someday I'm going to come in here Pete prepared.
You're going to be Pete prepared.
Oh, that's good. Someone's calling me when they know I'm on the air. Hang up, stupid. I'm not answering.
That's a good answer. Have you seen her Payless ads on TV, Opie?
Yes, I have.
She's laying on the grass.
They're kind of cute.
She's laying on the grass, and they do every camera angle so you can't see her body. Her big, fat head is actually blocking her body in the commercials. Yet you can see her lift her feet up, so behind her head you see the Payless shoes. And I'm like, why? Okay, Star Jones likes things like Dom Perignon and his Armani and everything. Why is she hawking Payless? Because she goes through a pair of shoes a day. It's the weight.
She can't afford the expensive ones in.
You, right. Every day. Let me give you a little example. You can do this experiment at home. Don't do it if you're a child below 18 because it could be dangerous. Here's the abuse Star Jones shoes take on a daily basis. Tie yourself to the back of a car, okay? Put on your shoes. Hold something that weighs about 300, 400 pounds. Now, tell the guy to drive at about 60 miles an hour. Watch your shoes wear away under your feet. You can watch them. You look and go, wow, my shoes are actually wearing away. Ah! When it gets to your feet. That's her walking.
Pumps to flats in 4 hours.
Pumps to flats in 4 hours. I can actually notch off a time factor on my heels. Get a big, you remember those big pink erasers from school? Scrape that on asphalt. That's what my shoes go through.
I started the morning at 5'6". I'm now 5'2".
That's why I got to go to Payless.
Kids, really, don't strap yourself because you got to say the kid is something
Waddle doodle, why'd you say a car and not a truck here? Bone dry, waddle doodle, can't get a job here. On the Grease Pan Show. Yeah, the big pink erasers. Remember those things?
Yeah, from
you
school.
You saw in school?
Yeah.
The big pink eraser. Take one of those, okay? Go out to a sidewalk. And hold it down hard and rub it for an entire block and watch how much wears away. Those are the soles of Star Jones shoes. That's why she needs Payless shoes.
All right.
Also, she gave away a copy of, get this,
Kim Cattrall's sex guide from Sex and the City. Satisfaction, the art of the female orgasm.
Ugh.
Ugh. Usually that sounds really hot.
Just because you played, what was her name, Lassie on Porky's? Remember? Yeah. Oh, that was her. And she's on Sex and the City as the whore. I mean, doesn't mean she knows anything about the sex. But she's good friends with Star Jones, so that's why her book was in there. And this item is just something that I think is going to end up on eBay that was in a little gift bag. It's a cleaned chicken bone from Star Jones herself. She cleaned it like a piranha cleaning a friggin' ox bone in the rivers of the Amazon. My party. They had to go to McDonald's. Here's her big, posh 40th birthday party on the Zine. It's Prince Rainier's yacht. And they ran out of food. What happened to all the food? Stay away. Arr. That they had to go to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I love the McDonald's. That's what the last thing Star Jones needs. When she is sitting on that couch and you see that emaciated Lisa Ling and the soccer mom and all Barbara Walters with the big head on the skinny body, and you just see Star Jones sitting there, it's like one of these things is not like the other.
Her eating a sub must look like when Jaws was swallowing Quint.
That's great. Look, that's why I'm having my party out on a boat. I'm going to jump in the water, each of you get in a shark cage, and I'll swim around it. Scary. That's scary.
Drink to your leg.
Uncle John.
Have my guests pledge that they would never put on a life jacket again. And then the piece de resistance at the end of my party, I flop up on the stern of the boat and sink it. And one of my guests fall into my mouth, and I chew him in half. Then I swallow a scuba tank. Someone shoots it, and I explode.
And that's why Jaws 2 sucked.
Uncle John, what's going on?
Hey, guys. They should change their name from Star to Solar System.
Or Black Hole.
Jim Norton, April 18th, Town Hall. Bye.
Thank you, John.
It's still not sold out?
Huh. I'm chewing.
Look at this license plate I coughed up. I must have swum up from the southern warm waters on the Gulf Stream. It's a Louisiana license plate, ain't it? And look, here comes that little kitten boy. What? Not enough shrimp cocktail? I bought 60 tons and only strained so much through my baleen.
Come on, it's a whale joke. Go to the Museum of Natural History, you ignorant F.
I got the whale joke.
I know.
All right.
I heard she coughed and Bo Derek's leg fell out.
That's an Orca reference.
Yes. Maybe it would have been funny if I didn't say Bo Derek. It's Derek, Chinless. Ugh, little thin-lipped nothing.
I think you did say Derek, but the bagel was in your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm eating again. The listeners have been complaining about that.
Look what I did to Ben Gardner. Look at his eyeball. It scares people. I left a tooth in his boat.
Wow. That's good.
That's even better than my You Killed Will Sampson reference.
Here comes Star Jones. Oh, I knew that little kitten boy should have gotten out of the water. He just wanted to take one more little dip. There he is. I see his little raft. Look at his little feet kicking. I could swallow him whole. Little tenderizing, down he goes. 40 guests in the water. Star Jones in the water. Round nighttime comes, Star Jones come cruising. Start circling. That's when you hear the high-pitched screaming and hollering. And they be pounding and pounding, but Star Jones don't go away. Star's hungry. There's no food on the boat. I gotta eat my guests. About 5 o'clock, another guest saw one of the other guests. Went up to him. Tap him on the shoulder, thought he was sleeping. It capsized, bobbed up. He'd been bitten in half by the waist. By Star Jones. She ate everything, the Payless shoes. Next day, a big old PBY come flying over.
Oh, my
God. That's when I was most scared, my guess. They didn't think they would. They thought it was their turn for Star Jones to bite them in half. After that party, my guests never put on a life jacket again. Some guests said they once saw me eat a rocking chair once. Swallowed it whole.
Dow Jones can't go down with three barrels in her. Not with three. Three Big Macs in her. Stupid mayor said it's the 4th of July and these beaches will stay open. I don't care. Plenty of food for me, Star Jones.
They got pictures from a party and stuff?
Yeah, you can go to her website.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I'm territorial till the food run out. Then I leave. I go somewhere else. That's what the marine biologist Quint said, or whatever his name was.
Hooper.
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 Ain't you watching it, Hooper?
All right. We got to take a break, Ant.
Yeah.
Rich Voss is here. We got a little surprise for him. And Anastasia wants to do something real fast.
Oh.
Anastasia.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, and A.
Where are you calling from?
You guys are great.
What?
From the nation's capital.
D.C.
You got it.
And what do you want to do for us today?
Well, you know, every day I listen to you guys coming home, and I hear these ladies coming on doing the big O.
Yeah.
Hey, they don't even have it right.
Uh-huh. Well, we're trying to get this 5 o'clock fake O thing happening.
Right.
Laura wants to do it, too, though, on the other line. Hold on a second here. Laura, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Westchester, New York.
We got a New York girl and a D.C. girl.
That's right. That's right.
What do
you gotta go with the New Yorkers. We know what we're doing over here.
What do you want to do, Ant?
I don't know. Should we have a fake O-off?
Wait, Rick doesn't like one of them.
I don't like either one of them.
Why?
Oh, wow,
horrible.
Rick.
Rick.
You sound horrible.
I think Anastasia sounds pretty
horrible. Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not a radio voice. I'm just, you know,
I sound like a
can talk to some of the girls that you've had before, so
Rick, she's just
I thought I'd stop and give it a try.
Yeah.
Rick is really giving you the riot act.
Yeah, Rick. She was nice enough to call the show. We're trying to be nicer to the ladies. We want nice them calling our show.
Be nice and hang up.
Rick.
There's so much to hang
Rick.
Up on you.
Get on mic, Rick. I don't understand what Rick's problem is.
No.
Maybe he just got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Don't ever say that again.
See, just saying that disqualifies her. There's no way she can moan
I thought that sounded very cute, Anastasia.
Yes.
You
she
can say that anytime.
She put together sentences.
That was a nice sentence.
So?
She wants to do the O.
Yeah, Rick, she wants to do the a fake O, not explain the theory of relativity.
All right, Anastasia?
Yeah.
Let's hear you first. Laura, you stay there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anastasia, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Do you know how we like this?
Slow and easy?
It's got to start slow, nice. It's got to build to a crescendo. And one thing we don't like is when it sounds fake.
Baby.
It can't sound fake. It's a fake O, but it can't sound fake.
Does it have to be a fake O?
No.
Yes, we have to say
yes.
It's a fake O.
It's
so.
Very fake.
It's
yes.
fake.
Okay.
It's totally fake, but make it sound as authentic as
you
can.
Well, I'll tell you that it's a fake O because, because it's feeling good.
All right.
And, yeah, that's it. It is so good. So nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, feel it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you like that? Yeah. Uh huh. Uh huh. Uh huh. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. That's it. Uh huh. That was nice.
Suck it! You belong in the dump in Staten Island.
All right.
Can I say that was about as sexy as the fluid from Dudley Moore's bunions?
Oh, God.
You should.
Oh, wow.
Old club bunions.
All right, Anastasia, thank you.
Sure.
All right.
There you go.
Good call, Rick.
Laura Pootertoot said,
Said it sounds like sounded like Rue McClanahan having
Rue McClanahan.
Sounds like the fake dump.
All right, Laura?
Yes.
You think you can do better than DC today?
I'm sure going to try. I'm a little nervous. I'm in my car, pulled to the side. But I'm definitely, I think I can definitely do a little bit better than that. You know, if I can't, then I really feel sorry for myself. But, all right.
Here we go.
Whenever you're ready.
We're ready.
Oh. Yeah, right there. Oh, a little bit too
much.
Directions.
Faster. I'm not a fan of directions. I'll figure it out.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Ugh. Oh.
Thank you.
That was much better than the first one, though.
You drink hillbilly?
All right, that was a good comeback there, right? All right, there goes Laura from Westchester, I think.
That's cool.
You stupid faggot.
This is Frenchy.
All right, so that bit needs a little work.
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit. All right, Rich Voss is next, right?
A little bit. A little bit now.
A little surprise for Rich Voss.
Mm-hmm. Salted him a little bit.
How old are you?
18.
All right. Well, you showed off. Wow.
Fabulous.
Well.
Holy ravioli.
Opie and Anthony.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show and a little taste of corn here to stay. Bunch of girls calling in. They're very pissed off at the fake O's we just had on the radio.
Why are they pissed? They think they can do better?
Christine, exactly.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
Christine, do us a favor.
Uh-huh.
You're one of many girls that are on hold right now. Just call back tomorrow or the next day and, you know.
No.
And show us what you got.
No. This is going to happen now. Okay.
Man, if she sucks, though, then...
Wow, she's very demanding.
All right, go ahead, Christine, real fast.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had. And I've heard of all over the world.
Was it good?
That was pretty good, Christine.
Yeah, wrong name.
So don't use names in it. God.
Sounds like Patrice eating.
Did you cut that?
Yeah, we got that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. You can use certain names. Maybe not Oprah Ant, but they all have friends.
Sorry, but his voice turns me on. I'm sorry.
Ooh. Thank you. All right, Christine, we got to move on. Very good. I think we redeemed ourselves a little bit there, right?
Yeah.
Rich Voss in the studio.
Hey, you know, hope she falls into a crushed glass pile. Listen.
Jason, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to know, I'm taking a wild stab in the dark here, but is the surprise for Voss, you actually found tape of him saying something funny?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, yeah, oh.
I wasn't going for
it. Hey, Anthony, I know this is late about this Oz thing, but how good did, is his name Beecher look when he was singing at the talent show in front of the,
in front of the cafeteria.
Yes.
Remember that part where they dressed him up?
Dressed up like a bitch.
Man.
You thought he was hot?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, for prison. For prison and on a Wednesday.
Right. You know, you save it for the weekend.
I watched that 3 hours in a row. I bought the DVD.
Yeah.
3 hours the first night, 3 hours the second night.
Yeah.
It's
you got it.
You like the Oz game we're playing?
Oh, it's great.
Great. The new version of the game is going to rock.
I knew somebody. It was great when he said, lick my, clean my boots with your tongue. And he did it. Oh, my God.
I've never seen a full episode of Oz and the Sopranos. I'm going to buy them on DVD.
Of course you haven't. And shut up that you say you're going to do this.
No, I want to get
you were getting raped on a bus on the way to prison. Shut up with your stupid material. Doing Polish stuff on a comic book show.
Why are you yelling at me?
Polish material. Shut up.
And the operative word is on the Colin Quinn show. Exactly, stupid. Where were you doing your brilliant stuff? What gig in Connecticut?
Polish.
Shut up.
Polish.
They cut him out. By the way, they cut him. Figures he goes right for the juice bar. You dope.
They Polish
cut him out?
Oh, yeah, of course I did. He makes Keanu Reeves look like Olivier. He's awful. The emotional range of an autistic, you ass.
Yeah.
He did a sketch for Colin Quinn, and it was good.
Ran a little long. That's the only problem.
Yeah, no, they don't want all the best sketches on the network show. They figure, cut the good ones. That's the way it works. Shut up, fifth wheel. I didn't want to argue with Voss. I'm Voss with my favorite people.
Right.
He's just worried that certain photos were going to be brought out here.
Of course.
Well,
but, Jim, did you ever make history?
Right.
Oh.
Rich Voss.
A couple times. I made history a couple times.
I think I actually have. I've actually hung out with him the longest without throwing up thinking about him. Rotten little man you are.
Voss is mean. I'm not mean. I'm a real nice
guy. That's why I know you're not nice.
I'm a nice guy, and if I find a nice girl, I'd make a nice boyfriend.
You're
a nice guy.
Garbage. You would not be a good. All he does, like, you think she'd want to go out with me? Yeah, if she wants to give a Hummer to a middle-aged man and then be booted out of the car, you're perfect. You're an awful boyfriend.
No, I'm not.
Oh, he is a womanizing scumbag.
Are you really?
Yeah, and I mean, we all like to womanize, all right? But he is a dirtbag. Oh, almighty, have some be nice. I always walk him down,
damn.
And I talk to him in front of the desk guy so that they can't claim I raped them. That's what this is. Which actually is brilliant.
When you're in a hotel.
Oh, my God.
When you're in a hotel, if say you pick up a girl on the road, not that I do that anymore, but say you pick up a girl.
Right.
And you're leaving a hotel. You don't want to be like Tyson. So you walk up to the desk and go to the guy, what time is it? And he sees that you're laughing together, smiling, and the whole thing.
Right.
You know, that's if you don't have your recorder.
What the hell are you doing that you have to think this?
I know. Like, I have never even thought that you would need alibis and backing up by the desk guy.
Because, you know, we're famous comics on the road.
Hey,
and girls want to, you know.
Is that what it is? Do you like, grab her by the no. side and pinch and go, say something nice to the effing man.
Yeah, just hold it back her neck.
Say you're having a good time.
Anything like that?
Or do they have to say, hi, I had fun. He didn't rape me. Good night.
Say it. Say it like I f***ing told you to say it, bitch. Say you had fun and everything went okay. You wanted it, you f***ing whore. You know you did.
What was the girl
picking? I raped my date, and now I'm dodging her.
I knew. You know what?
I got a dryer door.
I'm going to hit the over the head with it.
Hey, things are slow. It's the middle of the week. Let's bring Boston and trash them.
Hey, honey, take your laughing pants off and put your rape pants on.
That is on your website, you know.
What?
To put your laughing pants on.
No,
I haven't talked to
on my website.
Oh, no, it's on laugh.
It just
laugh.com.
Yeah, it describes your CD by saying,
it says, put your laughing pants on. He's disgusted. Put your laughing pants on.
No, it does not. It does not. I didn't think they would print that when I told them to do that.
Take your laughing pants and your underoos off, you little bitch.
Oh, man.
Hey, Voss, can you tell the hotel story that you told us at the restaurant the other night?
Oh, yeah.
You can? You got it.
Am I allowed to tell that? Yeah, I can tell
that. Yeah, I just don't know if the chick's listening, that's all.
Oh, she might be on.
Ah, you ruined it, Opie. He would have spread
it. What's
the
hotel story?
Just tell it.
It's a scam he does. It's hilarious.
No, it wasn't a scam that time.
Well, a one-time scam.
That,
that's what he did.
Come on.
Well, okay, but
you're
going to
be a good boyfriend someday.
I meet this girl.
You could do what Old Dirty did 2 weeks ago and say it was for the radio.
All right.
All right. That this was a fake story.
It is fake.
Yeah.
All right. I meet this girl. Mm-hmm. You know, we meet her at the club, and then we go to eat, and we're in the parking lot, right? And we're making out in the parking lot of the diner. And she said, well, I don't really want to do this in a diner parking lot. So I go, okay, and I pull next door into the car wash, and we're making out there.
Because I like to get my car washed so there's witnesses.
So, well, it was nighttime. I'm not doing any day gigs.
She was still alive at what time?
And we had to go, oh, okay, so then we go. I said, well, I know where there's a hotel. It's kind of, you know, inexpensive. So we pull into the hotel, you know, and it's like no cars there. No cars.
Key to the story.
Had you already finished once?
No, I didn't finish. No cars whatsoever.
No cars.
No cars. Key to the story.
Key to the story. No cars. Okay.
And then I say, we're sitting in the car and we're fooling around. I go, you know, can you watch me do things with myself before we go in, you know? She says, okay. And so I do things for myself, you know, as I touch her a little. And
you're done with the things.
And I'm done with the things. And then I go, okay, so, like, I walk in, and there's no cars. And I come out, and I go, they're all sold out.
You used her as a three-dimensional playboy or something.
There's no cars there. And right, she goes, well, where is it? I go, well, it's like one of those welfare hotels. They don't have cars. But, you know, what the hell? Let's get out of here. It's late and stuff. And, you know, it's not a big deal. I mean, you know.
Right.
That's a good story.
I'm not going to pay, you know, $40 and finish that quick and just sit there and go, oh, I hate this. I want to leave. So I got to take that chance in the car by myself and see if I, you know, get excited again to do it again.
So you just crank.
Yeah.
And as you're looking at her nude or something. And
well, not
or
partially.
Or topless, you got your hand, whatever. And
then he goes in to get the room and comes out and says they're sold out for the night.
Well, you're a nice guy. You'd be a good boyfriend. You're a good person.
I love that story.
I would never do that next week at the Comics Cafe in Rochester. I would never do that.
Oh, wow. Nice shameless plug. Nice.
I just next week, Wednesday through.
You're on in Rochester? Monday.
Yeah, we're on in Rochester. Yeah. And this plug was just heard at, I think, 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, they're on at night, aren't they?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, why put you on live time? Why put you on live? That would be stupid. Your ratings
very stupid.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go on there after the XFL reruns, or?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Patrick. Patrick, what's
They're
up?
All sold out, but can you tell the desk clerk there everything's fine and you're fine?
Go ahead, Patrick. We lost Patrick. All right. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll give Rich Voss his little surprise.
Yeah.
I think the listener should guess how Rich Voss made history.
Okay.
That could be a little fun. Rich Voss made history.
Yeah.
Guess it will give you a prize. Another
right.
game. More games on the Opie and Anthony Show. Here's another one for you.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Who's out there with the I want to say? No one else can get away with the I'll get away with. Nobody in the world can get away with the I'll get away with.
Wait a minute, Rick. Wait
now you're going to bleep me.
You ill-mannered sack of crap.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. I think we lost Norton for the rest of the day. He's mad at someone.
All I heard was someone opened the door to go out, and I heard a crashing, smashing sound. I don't know what was thrown across the room. Jim Norton, are you okay?
I can't tell you how I hate when something is supposed to be done and it's not done right. Verizon, if you have a choice of long distance, don't go with them. They stink.
What happened?
Because I'm moving into New York. I have a phone that's supposed to be hooked up. So what they do is they accept your appointment. Of course they accept your appointment.
Uh-huh.
And then the day they're supposed to be there, they check and go, oh, we got line problems. We got to do all that. And then it's going to take another week. And they tell me, well, it won't take a week. And they call me again today and they push my order back. They are
oh,
the
boy.
Absolute worst.
Oh,
they
boy.
Stink.
Oh,
You're not doing me a favor by putting...
Wow.
Dude, I can't tell you how aggravated that makes me.
You are...
Verizon is horrible. You stink. Why did I never have this problems with another phone company, ever? They don't check it the day they accept your order. The day they agree to take your money, they don't check anything. It's the day they're supposed to be there.
When were you supposed to get your phone?
Well, the day I called originally was well over a week ago.
And now you're going to get it a week from now?
And then they said they'd push it back to the 28th. I'm fuming. There's nothing I can do. You know, because you really don't need a phone in 2002 to answer emails, to make calls. You know, it's all through basically the mail. We all mail things to each other. Right. That's how things are done.
And we know how you love your computer.
Scumbags. They are absolutely, and that's what bothers me. Not that they had a line
problem. Get Roadrunner.
Well, it's the same. It's big business. You can't get them on the phone, Dell.
Oh, I got them on the phone.
But
as far as the email and all that, get the Roadrunner.
Well, the cable, yeah, you're right. I do have to do that, but I have that the cable thing I haven't even ordered yet. But they are the absolute worst.
See, you know what? You got to have...
Horrible.
All right, Jim, but it's not about you today.
I know it's not.
It's Rich Voss.
You really got to have, like, Opie or Anthony call for you, really. You don't have enough juice yet. I went up to his apartment, and it's really nice stuff.
Dude,
he's got a nice place.
I wanted to bite somebody's effing face for that. I hate
overlooking
incompetence.
Overlooking Edelweiss. It's nice.
All right.
Overlooks a transvestite club.
Oh, they suck!
He has a couch and binoculars there.
Hello, Norton. This is James Earl Jones for Verizon.
Exactly.
How is your phone coming?
It stinks, and I know you stutter in real life, unless you're reading script, you liar.
You are under my command. We will put your phone in when we want. The Force cannot help you now. Your phone line, Norton? Leave that to me. The pissed off is strong in this one.
They just don't care how much their incompetence F's up your life. It means
Obi-Wan
nothing.
Obi-Wan cannot help you now.
Oh. All right, well, Rich Voss is here, Anthony. We got a surprise for him. He made history.
Yes, he did.
Rich Voss made history.
I got
Anthony.
A phone on time.
And
the worst.
And we're going to have the listeners guess how Rich Voss made history. If you get it right, we're going to give you something. Then we're going to do a little something with Rich, okay?
We'll affect Norton for hours.
You know what? The
hours.
Last hour of the show is going to be great.
I really hate that.
Yeah. Chris.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Rich Voss in the studio. How did he make history?
He made history by financing the world's oldest Mercedes.
How's
hey,
the
Rich,
Benzo running?
What's happening?
Oh, he got you.
He got you. How's the Benzo running?
The thing is nice, man.
Yeah?
I cleaned it. It's really running good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What year is that?
Huh?
What year is it?
It has the emblem. That's all that matters.
But what year is that thing?
Like 92.
It's not...
Look at Obi. Look, you've been
it's
in
not
it.
A 92.
It's a 92.
Is it a 92?
It's a 92, and I'm a good driver.
It's a 92. Okay. That was the one year they brought back the crank start.
Joe.
Yeah.
You have a guess? We're trying to figure out how Rich Voss made history.
Yeah, one of the only comedians to go 20 consecutive shows without a laugh.
Oh, stop it.
It was 22.
The guy is very funny.
He really is funny. This is a character.
It's a character.
Let's go to Mike. Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, you have an answer for us?
Yeah, I think...
Mike.
I think he had the longest career as a dryer door salesman.
The longest career as a dryer door salesman.
You being held for ransom somewhere?
No, I've been dad and his daughter since before she's been alive.
Exactly. You must...
All right. Jonah from Philly wants to defend Rich Voss. Jonah.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, bro.
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to say, Norton, you rule.
Thank you, sir.
Seriously, so much that I make my girlfriend scream your name during sex.
Really?
Wow, that rocks. Wow.
Hell yeah. Hey, Voss, I just want to say one thing to you. You know what you should do? You should start doing your comedy show naked so at least the audience has something to laugh at. Dude, you should have been an abortion. Your doctor's name should have been Rusty Coat Hanger.
Oh. And they hang up. Why? I can't even defend myself. They hang up.
Why?
He tricked us, though. It said that you were really funny. Tony, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something to Voss.
Yeah, what's that?
It's kind of interesting to me that your sex life and your comedy act are very much in the same. being that you're the only one who enjoys them.
Oh.
Jordan, you rule, man.
Thank you.
These guys are...
I like that one.
That was a good one. I can't wait to use it.
Hey, Norton.
These goddamn callers really make me laugh.
That was a good one.
Hey, Norton.
It's never going to work, sir. I'm too good. I'm too good.
Sir, I was going to tell you that I'm coming up to Cleveland. After I saw you on the Colin Quinn show, I laughed my effing balls off.
Oh, very cool. Thank you, buddy.
And I've never said this before, but...
Maybe?
No,
he didn't get you. Right. He just hung up.
Horizon stinks. Stinks.
All right, Dwayne, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I figured it out. I know exactly what Voss did.
Yeah.
He was the first person to ever eat an apple through a picket fence.
Oh, God.
What's that mean?
Eat an apple through a picket fence?
Look at the teeth on him.
Oh, boy. Teeth jokes now. I'm sorry, Rich.
Now we're going after
Norton Rose.
Dan from Hoboken wants to know if it's true that Voss is driving around in Hitler's Mercedes-Benz. Was it actually owned and driven by Adolf Hitler himself? How is a any self-respecting Jew...
No, you're wrong, because first of all, I would never buy a new one and send money back to the German economy. This was used, so the money didn't go back there. Okay?
I have morals. Is that how you justify it?
I have morals. I don't wear Adidas because Jew money to finance their company. I heard. I don't know if that's exactly true.
So you're hurting somebody's business based on some rumor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It sounded good.
All right.
Hey, Nike salesman told me it sounded good.
Yeah. Why don't you not read Gene Wilder films because he did Springtime for Hitler, you jackass?
Shut up. I got a phone.
All right. Larry, off the answer feedback.
Elijah sucks.
From Jersey. Voss would make history if he paid his bill at the paint store.
Oh.
Hey, what's that all about?
What's that about, bro?
There's some guy from the paint store that you owe money to?
I'm dodging him.
When I had my paint business, I owed a lot of money. Well, I would, back then is when I was getting, partying, getting high and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, I used to get a lot of credit. I had a big paint business. Like, during the winter, I would get everybody's money as a deposit,
right,
for the summer, to do their houses, and I'd spend it all. And I told him I was going to use Benjamin Moore, but I had those cans, and I'd put, Woolworth paint in it and stuff, because I spent the money on blow.
Oh, God.
We are.
Oh, my God. That's great.
And all of a sudden, the paint store wants their money. They all want their money. Hey, you know what? I took care of that when I did bankruptcy. Now, leave me alone. You're not getting your money, all right? I hope your house is peeling, all right? I'll send you a CD. Now, leave me alone.
This is a fine satin coat of Benjamin Moore paint.
I had the cans, though, all right?
You had Benjamin Moore cans,
but I poured Woolworth
paint.
And
you poured the cheap paint in there and went go over the house.
Okay, you should have listened to your friends who got aluminum siding, all right? Stupid. We painted this funeral home every year. We painted this one funeral home every year. This is true. And there was an awning about, 30 feet long.
Yeah.
They said, whatever you do, do not get paint on this awning, right? Whatever, right? I mean, it was right into the funeral home, the awning. The people don't get... So we put drop cloths all over it, right? And we dropped a plank through it. We didn't get any paint on it. All you heard was the plank go right through the awning, right? I would go to work. I had my own business, and I would go to work. I would set up to guys, and then I would, because I was all whacked out from the night before.
Right.
I'd go to the park and lay in the sun, and I'd come back lunchtime, see how things were going. The business failed. I owed paint stores. I owed lumber yards, all right? That's why it's a 92 Mercedes, not a 99.
Doug, what's going on? Doug.
Yeah, hey, I heard Voss's CD finally went aluminum foil. Is that true?
Did it go aluminum foil? How many copies do you have to sell for it to go aluminum foil? Five?
I think it's like three.
Three, and it goes aluminum foil?
CD's great.
And I think he bought two of those himself.
There you go. Thank you. We're trying to figure out how Rich Voss made history. Big Al!
What's up, guys? Hey, Mazel Tov, Voss. Happy Passover.
Thank you.
Hey, Voss, aside from being the only man with a picture of Norris on his website, was the first white comic on Death Comedy Jam.
Oh, yes.
Is that it?
That is it.
You're right. I was the Holly Berry of comedy.
Holly Berry.
Who cares? She's not banging me. Let me tell you something.
Does she pray to Allah?
That was only one of my history-making moments in my career.
Yeah.
I can give you a couple more, but yes, I was, you know.
And
I
we, Voss, we have the tape.
We have the tape. We watched it in
and
the office.
You don't have the tape.
And we're going to play it for everyone right here.
We watched it in the office.
hold on. Big Al, you win, all right?
Thanks, guys.
I don't know. We got some cool stuff. We got tickets to see Dice. We got tickets to see Jim Norton. We got tickets to see the Chemical Brothers. So you just tell Stinky what you want, all right?
Will do.
You got PlayStation 2?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, we don't have the sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that. We have a game. We have a game for PlayStation 2.
Norton rules.
Hold on line, Big Al, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Do you have a brand new Mercedes Benz? Well, you're not going to get one either.
How do you have a tape of this?
Rick, took it up.
Actually, one of our listeners.
We watched it in the office, and we're stunned by your performance in front of their all black crowd. Where was that done?
There was one white person in the audience, and you on the stage.
Yeah, but see, now the tape you have, right? I did 8 minutes, and they edited it down to like 4 minutes. He was at the taping. You were there.
Me and Eric McMahon with the other two white guys.
In the balcony, because times have changed. They made him sit in the back. and it's funny, when you do Dev Jam, like the guy comes out in the beginning and says, look, you cannot boo the comics. You know, this is not like the Apollo. You cannot boo the comics, right? And I was watching one of the tapings, and this black comic goes on, and he is bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And when black people can't boo you, they'll sit there going, and they just mmmed him to death the whole set.
I think Guy Tori was actually the warm-up that night.
Yeah, Guy Tori was the warm-up guy. Let me tell you, it was a lot of pressure.
I bet.
We could tell you were a little nervous, and you were playing to the black crowd.
And you started, started turning black.
Well, I had to.
As the act went on, your voice, your walk, you were just... Here's this Jewish guy going, you know, I'm down with that.
Well,
you're like, when you finally, the ultimate thing, when you finally just quit working and went to the unemployment office, I said, now he's gone too far to try to fit in.
Well, there you have it, Rich Voss, first white guy on the Def Comedy Jam.
Can I tell you about this real quick?
We're going to stop.
Is it true you're listed as and more on the tape?
Oh, it's All Star 7.
Yeah.
You're not even on the box.
He's more.
I'm trying to get money. Listen to me. First of all, the show was on for 5 years, and it was the hottest show on HBO at the time. Def Jam was the hottest.
I remember watching it. I'd sit there and go, Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, white people are crazy. Anyhow, right? Look at them.
With their jobs.
I know. I look crazy. Anyhow, so 5 years of the number one show on HBO, right?
Right.
Okay.
And notice right now, after you were on, it went off the air.
No, another year. Shut up.
I got it from a Negro.
Shut up. My kids have more TV credits than you. So, listen, okay?
How do you know? You're dodging.
I don't know. Please, put your resume on a business card.
All right, boss, get to the point. Really? You want to play this.
5 years of the number... So they go, well, we're going to use a white guy, and it was me, right? Because I was doing all the black. I started black comedy in Jersey. I was big in Newark. So,
why did they pick you? I mean, that seems to be quite an honor.
Listen, all right, I got other big moments in my career.
God.
So they pick me, right? Now, they taped 12 episodes or whatever. That year they had celebrity hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Right, celebrity, all the, you know, whatever.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea.
All right,
have a point.
Look,
it makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Tomorrow, Norris will have an Arthur impression. Now, listen to me, okay? Excuse me. So now all these, they taped 12 shows. All the comics went down, HBO, everybody, right? They put me on the 12th show, second from last.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
Everybody that taped all week was there to watch and go to the after party after. So you had all these big comics, all these white people going, white comics going, you better be funny because you're the first. It was nerve-wracking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Can we play the tape?
I'm just trying to stall.
I know you are.
I'm trying to stall.
So we'll stop it as we go, okay?
All right. Here it is, the history-making moment. Give us the year. When was this?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Play the intro, too.
We're going to play the intro.
All right.
The first white comic.
On Def Comedy Jam.
It's Rich Voss. Check this out.
This brother right here has appeared on Showtime at the Apollo, and he is here tonight to make history You'll see what I mean. Y'all show your love for Rich Voss. Come on, y'all. Rich Voss on Jackson.
Oh, yes. The manicures are flying in the air.
Lot of your, sisters in the house checking me out, huh?
Lot of sisters.
They already stopped.
Lot of sisters in the house checking me out.
This could take a half hour, man. It's a 4-minute piece.
You sound black right off the bat.
Well, okay. And you see
it's
what
all
I was
right,
wearing?
But it's
you see what I was wearing?
Yeah. You had the hooded sweatshirt.
Well, they told me to wear it.
Yeah, I had Fat Farm.
Yeah,
oh, you had the Fat Farm.
I still saved it.
All right. Yeah.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Here we go. Let's see.
A lot of sisters in the house checking me out, huh? Remember, once you go white, you go right back to black. And I'm not like the brothers. I'll eat the coochie, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
What? That's what I'm talking about. You are the whitest
black
guy.
I've seen you 100 times at Caroline's and never heard you go, that's what I'm
that's
talking,
what I'm talking about.
I thought they were going to throw luggage at me.
Oh, God. Jesus, boss.
You're the two. Charcoal briquette, a moulignon.
Never heard me talk.
You.